formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Here we are, another opportunity for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, or a review of the top 10 items this week as posted on the website at talkers.com. It's their research that gets done that we talk about, and we post also on our DJV social media, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the charts are for the week of July 5th. How about I try that again? 5th to the 9th. And there are some stories that have been in the top 10 for a long time and some new ones as well. The people list will get to as much of this as we can during this hour. I'm going to quickly go through the list, and then I want to pick out a few things for us to dig into. The heat wave and the situation with the weather, number 10 this week, and I've certainly on the DJV program talked about the consequences that we can expect from, and I'm talking, I guess, all the availability of food, how much it's going to cost, all of that stuff. So that's a part of our discussion there. At number 9, our relationship with the Chinese and the Russians. At number 8, the mayoral race in New York. At number 7, the immigration situation, southern border, etc. Race relations and theories about race, etc. Number 6, the condo collapse. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Trump and his social media problems. Number 3, the grand old party and January 6th, and COVID is number 1. And the people on the list, we'll talk about them as we go through it. I actually wanted, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with me. The Surfside death toll, is it over? Can we be confident that 64, but 76 people are still missing at this point, right? So the number can keep going up. Where are they finding these people? I thought they've gone through the...
I think they were hoping that... Remember when they collapsed a part of the condo? They did that last weekend, early in this week. And they collapsed the part that was still standing. It allowed them to get to pieces of the wreckage where they thought it was possible, where the floors collapsed and the floor kind of collapsed down, that they would be able to find people who might have found a pocket. But according to reports, everything just fell flat, one on top of the other. And they were able to find some bodies, but they were not able to find any survivors. So this week, I think it might have been Wednesday, the mayor said, we are no longer doing a search and rescue effort. We are now in a recovery mode, meaning that the hope for survivors, which went well over 14, 15 days, ended. But what was stunning about that story, and this is why it's so important to thank the police, the fire, the first responders, when you see them this weekend, is that they didn't leave. They were told to go home and get some rest and to come back since it was no longer a search and rescue effort. They wouldn't go. And so they keep looking and they keep digging. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I know we can't compare it to 9/11, but the type of wreckage that they're having to deal with is very similar, and that has to be taking a human toll on the people who mm-hmm. are digging through it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and the people who are expecting, you're not going to find any remains in that rubble unless it's somebody's finger or an arm or something like that. So
really?
You get to the point of just why, what do you gain by continuing to look under the circumstances? And then there is the discussion of what other dangers are there in that area. Other buildings that are like it, or buildings up and down the coast of Florida, or all around Florida, or all the way up and down the coast, wherever there's a beach, is there a jeopardy? And will that diminish the value of condos in the near future? Probably not. People are, I guess, creatures of habit, and they like to be on the water. I know I do. Would that affect your ability to be excited about getting into a building that might collapse? And how do you know? Do an investigation before you buy into some of these buildings. Whether they're new or old doesn't make any difference. Find out how they were built and what's underneath them. That would be something that I'd ask. And a lot of real estate people probably don't even know the answer to that. But something worth consideration. All right, let's explore. Oftentimes we try to get to all the top ten. Let's take the top five this week, ladies, and see what we can do with the information and conversation about them on News Talk Radio. So number five is the condo. Number four is the economy and the situation. I think that there is an argument to be made that the economy is suffering at the moment from a lack of competition. Can't get a car, so you pay the price for whatever you can get. When you go to the restaurants, you pay exorbitant prices because either they're trying to make up for what they lost over the past year and a half, or the understanding is clear that the price of food, everything related to agriculture, is going to go sky high because of the heat wave in the Northwest and the weather, the pounding that the East Coast is taking, and the even through the Midwest with rain, and more rain. So this is something that whether it fuels inflation, I don't see how it cannot fuel inflation. But in terms of the competition, I noticed that the president has been out and about this week trying to figure out how we can encourage people, businesses and so forth, competition, the taxes. I don't understand. It sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because adding more taxes to businesses isn't going to help businesses survive. It's going to kill more businesses. Whether they're big or small doesn't make any difference. So what about the hiring of people? People hiring can't find workers. So that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? The government is still paying people to not work, although I think pretty much isn't that over
that
by
ended.
The end? Is it all? Everything's over now, right?
It depends.
All the welfare
it
is over.
State by, no, it's not over. It's still going on in California until September.
September?
California. Mm-hmm.
September.
It's not just California, though. There are other states who are still offering it.
Well, until September.
Yeah,
with
I think
all
New
these
Jersey
jobs.
Ended it. I think New Jersey, with very specific. You can't just get an extra $300 a week anymore. I think in New York and New Jersey, unless you're really meeting specific criteria. So I'm not sure. But in general, if you file for unemployment and then they just tack on the extra $300 or whatever it is per state, I think a lot of states have ended that at the end of June.
Ohio got rid of it, but now there's a lawsuit against them to try to bring it back because people want it. Maryland is extending theirs. Indiana has not extended theirs. It really depends state by state where you go. And some of them are being challenged legally about whether or not the states can get rid of it. So only 26 states have ended it. Let's see if, I don't even think New Jersey's on the list, actually. Louisiana, Arizona, Maryland, Tennessee, Montana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, Missouri, Mississippi, Iowa, Alaska do not have it. All other states are not getting rid of it until September 6th.
Awful.
So if you didn't hear
That's
your
a
state,
disgrace.
It's still going
That's
on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. It depends, but yeah. I mean, in general, he's giving people more
money. It's disgusting. I'm making a general statement that doesn't deserve a shot. I'm saying what's impractical for those of us who pay taxes is to be paying for people not to work. And frankly, as one American, I'm fed up with it. Frankly, all of this stuff is way counterproductive and not helping the economy. And there's other stuff that's in the hopper to make it easier. The cost of drugs has gone up through all of this. Drug companies in their greed taking advantage of the situation. Prices have gone bananas. Pharmaceutical companies just look at the television. Listen to the radio, all the ads that are playing for all of this stuff. And then it's interesting. I see one of the tenets here is to allow you to buy hearing aids without a prescription, something that Trump started.
What?
Sorry. But didn't
get. A little
get...
hearing aid humor.
Right. Yes. Very good. Anyway, hospitals being transparent about billing, that hasn't really happened. And, you know, there's stuff like little things, the airlines refunding when they lose your bag. They charge, you know, what's been going, they charge you $50 for a bag, right? When you travel, if you're allowed one bag or something, mm-hmm. depending on the ticket that you buy, and you pay $50, they lose your bag. They don't want to give you your money back.
No.
So, huh?
No, they won't give you your money back.
How does that get explained?
And they won't even acknowledge that they lost the bag. It's just been misplaced for the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time I checked luggage. Now I am full on carry on.
I'm like, if you're going to send my luggage to Tahiti, at least let me go and pick it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we have this in the farming community. There's been a big to-do, and Trump has, Biden's come down on the side of farmers, thank heavens. With the right to repair, the big John Deere and all the other big AGCO, the big manufacturers of equipment, don't want you to repair your own equipment anymore. They've fixed it so that it's almost impossible for you to fix stuff that you buy. So I just say, what's the incentive to buy a new tractor or new equipment? And that hurts the economy. And they've just made it, they're just so greedy. That's all there is to this. We're not going to allow you to fix your own equipment. What is that? Who thinks like that? There has been that move in the auto industry generally. You know, fix it so that you can't fix your car. Hello? What's that all about? 17 after the hour here, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there's something that's on, actually not on the list that we're all surprised isn't on the list, and that's the assassination of the leader of Haiti. So a couple of people, including some Americans, apparently have been arrested. What would be the motive of Americans killing the leader of Haiti? Any ideas? This guy was becoming a dictator.
Obviously, this is a group of people who are paid to do it. I think The reason there hasn't been much news about this is that, you know, people just write it off and go, well, Haiti, it's pretty corrupt. And it's surprising it didn't make it on this list and really didn't make it into the headlines all that much this week.
No.
But the group who killed him, the unidentified gunman and his wife, they claim to be DEA agents.
American DEA agents?
They were speaking Spanish and they attacked his resident, with high caliber
21
weapons.
After the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Nationwide, people are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So every week as a companion piece to the official Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the ladies from the PJV program and me, Doug Steffen, get together to go through the official list, the stories, the people, etc., etc. So we have Jay now, whose role in the program is certainly not one focus, but she is good at social media, so we gave her that title. So let's go to some of the thoughts that people are expressing and sharing this week about some of the issues that are on the charts. For example, at number 10, the weather situation. You asked people to comment on climate change, et cetera, whether it was real or fake. What'd you get back?
Michael Selby says it's real, but natural, not human-caused. Birch Willard chimes in with climate has
apparently
been changing
Victoria
for millennia.
By the snicker.
To say that there's no human, I mean, come on, look what comes out
but
of your car.
That's his opinion. Well,
I know, but it just it's crazy.
I mean,
to
I think the
there.
Argument is that like the Ice Age ended without human beings and their cars driving past. So
That's
I mean, climate
argument.
Change has been.
Are we affecting it? Are we're contributing to it? Yep. Is it all us? No. That would be my read on. All right, we're interested in listeners. Go ahead, Jim.
And Melinda Stone actually covers what you guys just discussed. The debate is not over whether there is climate change. It's whether it is caused by man-made or whether any of the supposed solutions being put in place have impacted it. There needs to be an actual live, transparent debate between qualified individuals who can cite credible, verifiable sources.
Nah, there isn't going to be.
I know, but unfortunately, so many people make money off of it.
Yeah, it's a big business.
It's also a money-making scheme for a lot of people. I mean, they're making a ton of cash. It's a big industry.
Yep. Oh, all right,
for sure. And Ken Stark agrees with that, saying it's a political power slash money grab here. We have been warming since the Ice Age. Deal with it, he adds at the end.
We've had lots of ice ages in the history of the 4.5 to 5 billion years the planet's been in existence. There have been dozens of ice ages. The most recent one that has shaped the way kind of we are now, I think, was, what, 18,000 years ago? Okay. Next, President Biden announced the plans to get more Americans vaccinated. What are people saying about that, Jay?
Susan Toller says it's a waste of time and resources. Unless you've been in a rabbit hole, Americans have been given every opportunity to be vaccinated.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, they've been given every opportunity, but it hasn't worked, so do we need to find different ways of getting people to get the vaccination? We think it's important. Huh. All right, you got a couple of other comments here.
Yeah,
Susie
Lord
Ortiz.
Francis.
Who?
Susie Ortiz says it's a personal choice. Leave it that way. Mm-hmm. Lord Francis chimes in, no, he's crossing the line now. Time to impeach this administration.
People are so funny. Let's impeach everybody. Okay, the situation with Sha'Carri Richardson has gotten a lot of attention. So what do we have there?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees the rules need to be changed, but she did break the rules. Rules are rules. Melissa Zimmer says, I live in Eugene, Oregon, where the track meet took place. I know smoking marijuana is legal in this state. However, Sha'Carri Richardson needed to abide by the rules of the World Olympics Organization. They stated that marijuana is not a legal drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Burton. I see some of the names here. Some
chimes in. She knowingly broke the rule. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's not the point. She broke it and got caught. She's out.
And most people, I think, agree with that, don't they? Really, the
she
rules are the rules.
With it. Well, Sha'Carri like, said that too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. If our country were to retire the Star Spangled Banner, this is 4th of July week. What do we use as a national anthem? What are people saying about that?
Larry Fuss has always thought America the Beautiful should be the national anthem. Sherry Chesties wants God Bless America. Nicole Oswell wants God Bless the USA. I like that one. I'm for that one, too. I back that one up.
Yeah.
Tish McCoy says Toby Keith, courtesy of the red, white, and blue, should be the national anthem. It's a country song if you're not familiar
with
it.
You mean it's not? That's one of my favorites.
And then, of course, we have jokester Patrick Godfrey, who says Free Bird.
Yeah.
Free Bird. Why do I know that? What song?
Skinner.
Skinner.
Oh, Leonard Skinner. That's right. Okay. Yep.
The popular. What song do you want to hear? Free Bird. Whether it's Leonard Skinner's concert or not.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, it's our overview of News Talk Radio from the perspective of the DJB showers. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I want to spend some time in Victoria's area of expertise, like we all have them. Hers is, among others, internet stuff, what's going on, what's in terms of technology, what the big stories of the week are. So these internet security issues, we had a couple of big examples. You want to talk about those for a few minutes, Victoria?
Well, the big story. Yeah, the big story of the week, obviously, was the ransomware attack. And so that hit right before the holiday weekend, right before the 4th of July. Kaseya is the company. They are an IT solutions company. It's believed that about 1 million computers were affected by this. This was far-reaching too. It wasn't just American companies. The residual effect, you know, there was a whole grocery store chain in Sweden that couldn't take credit cards because they couldn't unlock their computers because of this ransomware attack. So it had a, they think about 1,000 businesses overall have been compromised because of it. And, you know, there was a demand from the, from Reval, which is a Russian hacking group. They demanded $70 million in Bitcoin. They put out a very nice, flowery little statement. Give us the, you know, give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everybody's back to normal. Like, it was so,
nice.
Yeah, it was just very, very matter of fact, but like very friendly. Everyone, you know, no one will have any issues. Within the hour, everyone will be back to normal, which a lot of cybersecurity experts are calling
BS. Huh?
Yeah, but they're calling BS on it, and they're like, yeah, so someone's going to give them 70 million Bitcoin, and they're not even the ones behind this. So, mm-hmm. And that is the suspicion, so it's kind of an ongoing.
So with regard to that, I thought it was interesting this week that Senator Warren of Massachusetts Gary Gensler, from the Securities and Exchange Commission, having a conversation in some the Q&A that happens at these committees. They get experts in and they ask them questions about this, that, and the other thing. The focus was on regulation, excuse me, of cryptocurrency and how people are getting screwed by it. People have lost $2 trillion, supposedly. And so one wonders, does the government need to be involved in that? She seems to be all over anyway. I think a couple of members of Congress as well. So do we need to regulate crypto?
Well, I think the conversation really is usually from a tax perspective because it's, you know, it's not
another
taxed.
Way to get money for them
and
to waste
so,
from the federal government, yeah.
Right, and so people are making, you know, some people are making massive profits off of buying and selling Bitcoin, and there's no tax implication for it, so... It's a lot of missed revenue.
Well, isn't that the case with things you buy online? Do you still not have to? I guess it depends on the state, right? If you buy things online from the various companies that sell things directly to you, one of the big things retailers used to talk about and complain about was that there were no tax consequences buying things online. Is that still the case?
No, they closed that loop. they didn't. Yeah, that used to be the case. Like, I'm in New Jersey, and everyone used to go into New York. You'd go to Bloomingdale's or Saks or whatever. You'd buy, you know, if you're buying expensive stuff, and you just have them ship it to Jersey so you wouldn't pay sales tax, they closed that loop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. You have to put in your zip code and where you're sending the
right.
stuff for the sales tax to be calculated.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there's a... one of the things I was hoping we'd spend most of our time on the COVID stuff, there is something there. That's number one this week. We ought to probably spend a little time on the Delta variant and whether or not we need to have another shot. Is there a new booster that's going to be added to the vaccine list? What's the bottom line there?
The FDA said no to the booster?
Didn't who say what?
I saw a headline this week saying that a booster wasn't going to be necessary at this time. I thought that was what was one of the big stories about.
Well, I think that they're...
Well, Pfizer's applying in August for
yeah,
they
want
the
approval, right.
Yeah, for the third. Because it seems like Pfizer is looking a little further down the road, and I think they're seeing that we will need a booster because the way this variant, the Delta variant, is spreading.
I guess... Maybe the story is now, because I think there were some that believed that we needed it for the summer or the fall, but now they're saying it's probably more likely about 12 months from when you get the shot that you
right.
might need the booster.
Right. So that puts up most people, right? That puts us into next spring. Maybe, you know, my parents got their shots in February, late January, early February. So, yeah, they'll probably need a booster sometime in January. Because you don't want to have anything over. You want to make sure it's overlapping. You don't want to just like, you know,
leave
if there's
holes.
If you fall off the, if they fall off the cliff with immunity and then you have to build it back up again, you know, yeah, there could be big holes there, and that's a concern.
Right. Okay. The Afghanistani withdrawal has gotten a lot of attention. President Biden late in the week talking about the U.S. military mission there. Reinforcing that it will be over at the end of next month. He says the Taliban takeover is not likely. I'm not sure I'm buying that one.
I don't know about that.
I think it's probably highly likely, not highly unlikely.
It's already happening. The Taliban's
yeah,
already happening. I mean, look, I have said pretty consistently that I'm not against Biden in wanting to withdraw troops. I think that most people don't have an appetite for this, but... I just don't know if we should close down the entire base. And what they've done is that they've been very open about when they're going to move troops, when they're going to withdraw, when this is all going to be over. And I don't think that's the best policy, because you're kind of telescoping all the moves of the military, which can not only put them in at risk, but also puts the country at risk. And you don't want to create the vacuum that was created by Obama in Iraq and in Syria, where ISIS kind of blew up. So there were a couple of issues that I had. One of them, he wouldn't take the mission accomplished moment, basically, where when we first went into Afghanistan, it was to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been decimated. We should have taken the moment to say mission accomplished. Just from a public relations standpoint, I think that would be a good narrative for the world community to see. So it's not just an endless war. And I also think that we should have kept some access to that base in Afghanistan so that we could have access to it in case China gets out of control. This is our closest military base to China. And to pull out of it and allow the Taliban to just come in and take everything over, I think, is a huge mistake, particularly when you find out that over the last few months, China has gotten into bed with Pakistan and with Afghanistan and have given them these loans, basically, given them a lot of money. And if they don't pay back on the projects that they're using for, like infrastructure, bridges and roads and stuff like that, then China owns them. So I don't know. It's problematic from many levels, and I think that a withdrawal from nation building is appropriate. I think that's where people's appetite is, but a complete evacuation of an important military base is a problem.
I think the timing was interesting for, I don't know, I know no, we didn't talk about it on DJV. I don't know that it made a lot of international news, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, also announced this week that all of the British troops are out. And so it's the same, it's like everyone's leaving at the exact same time. And I'm not sure if that was coordinated or if that's, I mean, obviously this has been in the works for a while. I think Trump wanted to get the troops out as well. And this is not like a new thing. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely be in favor of keeping some sort of presence. But I don't know. And maybe we will, and maybe this is sort of smoke and mirrors. I don't know.
Biden says the mission hasn't failed. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. It's complete disaster, complete failure, and all the men and women
mission,
that lost
though, like
their
Jen
lives.
Just said, the mission was to get rid of Al-Qaeda, and we did.
Nah, the mission, when it started, was to go find bin Laden. That was the mission. Al-Qaeda then
became bin Laden
part
too.
Of the ancillary...
Yes, and that's the point, is that we should be celebrating that as a narrative, that it was a win for the country. We got Al-Qaeda, we got bin Laden, period, end of story. That's it. I don't think there should be hemming and hawing about, you know, whether it was a success or not. I don't know who does the messaging in that place.
The whole thing is, that's a good question, messaging. Is an important...
And the fact that they picked September 11th as their end date, I mean, that would indicate victory for the people who loved seeing our country suffer on 9/11. I mean, just whoever comes up with this stuff, and I don't think it's Biden, I think it's whoever's around him. It needs, like, some serious PR 101.
Well, so if they're using September 11th as... What the?
That was the first. So that was the first date when Biden said, yeah, we're withdrawing the troops. He said September 11th, we will be out.
Okay.
And...
I get that point, though, to sort of bookend it. I get it, but I don't know.
Bookend it with September 12th. Don't give them the satisfaction of, like, a withdrawal on September 11th.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for this first full week of July at number 10, the situation with the weather in our country, heat wave and drought on the West Coast, and the water and the wet from Florida all the way up to New England is really going to have an impact on what you pay for food. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The mayoral race in New York, number 8. Our situation on immigration at the southern border, number 7. Relationships with other, among ourselves, if you will, race relations, number 6. That condo situation in South Florida, number 5. Number 4 is the economy at the moment and the fear of inflation. Number 3, the aforementioned Trump suing social media, what comes out of that. The January 6th investigation, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the DJV overview called, I call it several different things, the the righteous attack on reality sometimes. But it is our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, continuing in a moment. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the People list from Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists at talkers.com or at the DJV show, social media or djvshow.com. At number 10, the two leaders of Russia and China make it, as they have for most every week, one way or another. In that list, Eric Adams, number 9, the fellow running for mayor in New York, Kamala Harris, 8, Ron DeSantis, 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6, Mitch McConnell, a fossil, number 5, Kevin McCarthy is 4, Nancy Pelosi, another fossil, is 3, Trump, well, we can come up with all sorts of adjectives to describe him, but he's making it on the list, bumped himself up into the number 2 position because of all the visibility this week. And then there's President Joe Biden. He makes it to the top of the list, as is normally the case. The president gets up there and pretty much stays there, depending on what's going on. That's the People list, courtesy of the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our roundup of the stories, courtesy of the DJ Viewers, which include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID thing, and what that is, that's number one this week. The fact that Joe Biden says he's going to go door to door seemed to have, whether is that really, Joe's going to knock on your door and say, hey, please get a vaccine.
Like Santa with the naughty and the nice list.
Right, exactly. Or the $10 million.
I also think that was a really poorly chosen phrase. So I think that that has just blown up, and people are just way overreacting to that.
But they kind of doubled down, though. Javier Becerra, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the government is there absolutely their right to know whether or not you've been vaccinated. And that raised a lot of, eyebrows, I think, when they kind of doubled down on this messaging that's clearly not popular.
All right, so here's one for the books. And this is not on the top 10. It's sort of an extra, but I think it needs a mention. There's a gay men's chorus in San Francisco that has a new song, basically contained in a video. We'll Convert Your Children is what they...
It's real, and they sang it. Yeah. And people went crazy. So they took it down because the backlash was real.
Was it on social media? Where did it show? On their website?
They sang it at an event. I mean, you can watch it. I mean, it was there. And,
is it like,
yeah.
We shall overcome?
Well, it's a response to, like, religious freaks who say, we'll convert your children. Conversion therapy. Get to, you know, pray the gay away. So it's their response of, oh, okay, fine. You want to convert our kids or us? We'll convert your children, too.
Good God.
It's satire, but taken very wrong.
Yeah. But no one has a sense of humor. No one's smart enough to get satire.
Well, is there a sense of humor required on either side for this? If you want to believe it's satire, then the conversion, but do both sides see it that way, or both sides don't see it that way? That's really kind of the overview of we'll convert your children. You could, if it wasn't done by a gay men's chorus, you could apply it to a lot of religious groups that come around, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, whoever. Seventh-day Adventists knock on your door all the time, just like Joe Biden. Maybe they ought to all go out together and see what they can do.
That's
you know,
like a
pitch.
South Park episode waiting to happen.
I'd watch it.
I would, too.
Pitch for conversion and vaccination at the same time. That's it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Huh? How about that for
an idea? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Right. All right. This, by the way, just a quickie, speaking of TV, Pride and Prejudice is coming back. Did you see that?
No, it's a dating show. No. It's not. It's the Pride and Prejudice reality dating show, and I am 100% watching it. It's The Bachelor, but it's like carriage rides and handwritten notes and dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds crazy. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Redding. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Redding in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's time for our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology. We do this every week. At this time, the research done by Victoria Keelan and the reporting as well. So let's get to number five, which is a focus on Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb has blocked over 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities this week. as part of a crackdown on parties. They don't want any more parties in their property, and especially, you know, with COVID. And so the numbers show that the scale of Airbnb's enforcement action is actually working. Airbnb outlined which kinds of bookings its system will automatically block. This is what they've been doing, actually, since last July. If you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of using Airbnb and getting positive reviews, you're not allowed to book. Also, regardless of your age, if you're booking a large house that's in the same city or town that you live in, that's going to get flagged as well. So you're going to have to be really careful if you want to have a big, you know, Halloween party this year. People are trying to plan that already. And so Airbnb is just not playing around. They're just going to crack down on everything and not let you book. And it's going to put a damper on people's holiday plans.
Number four this week, folks being accused in the Capitol riot circumstances. What's the play on social media here?
Well, 49 people have been identified and accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot. These specific people have been identified for trying to erase images, videos, and text messages from their phones and social media accounts. However, people think that they're deleting stuff, but they're really not. And unless you're really good and you know exactly what you're doing on how to just completely wipe a device clean, these people do not know that, and so they've all been busted. And so in some cases, they're being charged an additional charge of taking and damaging reporters' equipment who were documenting. You know, a lot of reporters were there filming all of this, and so some of these idiots went after the reporters and smashed their cameras, and they didn't want to have any, you know, any footage or documentation of them being there. The other part of it is the videos that have now been uncovered are completely going against what these people have told the authorities. So their statements of, oh, I was just standing there peacefully protesting. Well, no, you weren't. There's video footage of you breaking into the Capitol. So it's more than 500 people have been arrested already, so it's continuing.
All right, number three on our list of the top items.
Yeah, so former President Trump has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently or temporarily suspended from all three platforms. The problem, though, is that these lawsuits are going to go nowhere. This was basically just his attempt to get back in the news this week because he doesn't have a platform anymore. And putting out press releases doesn't really grab the public's attention. So he wants the courts to declare Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unconstitutional. However, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for his lawsuit. So
lovely.
He's going to have to pick a side and stick with it.
Number two,
Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny with how they handle information, right? We know that. This goes all the way back to the first election that Trump won. And so this is going all the way back to 2016. Misinformation, Facebook is just a hotbed for it. So now the D.C. Attorney General has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether Facebook has actually kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. And why this is important is because research has shown that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to be vaccinated. This is fake news. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don't get your news from Facebook. Unfortunately, people do, and they trust what, you know, some Facebook friend has posted. And here we go. So now the government wants to step in to make sure Facebook is actually making good on that promise.
Right. Okay, big story, biggest story of the week, the ransomware attacks. More and more is not better.
This was another huge attack. It happened just before the holiday, the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kaseya is the software company. It's an IT management service company. They were hit by this ransomware attack. The people behind it, and we still don't know exactly who's behind it, but they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Revil, which is the group that has been responsible for, you know, other major ransomware attacks, they claim that they're behind this. However, a lot of, you know, researchers are saying that they're kind of skeptical about that. They think that there's more to the story. But right now, it could be about 1,000 businesses have been affected.
All right, there it is. Overview of the top five items this week, counting them down from number five to number one. Kind of cool. Thank you for the info, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. CPAC 2021 wrapped up in Dallas this afternoon. One of the speakers on the final session was Dr. Ben Carson, who pushed back against the liberal mantra that white Republicans are racists. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Trump administration says the left refuses to acknowledge advances made by African Americans.
We as Americans should be proud of the progress we've made, and we should continue to make that progress. And I think conservatives have done a much better job than liberals, who sit around and try to decide what you're supposed to think and who you're supposed to be if you're black. You don't have any rights to your own opinion. You have to think what they think. That is racism.
Former President Trump closed out the three-day annual Conservative Political Action Conference. He came on stage shortly after CPAC officials announced that he had won a 2024 presidential straw poll with 70% of the vote. Firefighters working dangerously high temperatures continue to struggle to contain a Northern Cal wildfire that's continuing to grow. Jake Cagles with the California Incident Management.
The Beckworth complex is currently 83,256 acres with 8% containment.
Now, fire is one of several burning across the U.S. West aimed at amid another heat wave that shattered records and strained power grids. The government says a COVID-19 vaccine booster is unnecessary right now, even as Pfizer prepares a third dose.
There are conflicting vaccine messages as the highly transmissible Delta variant becomes widespread. Pfizer announced it's about to seek U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. But the CDC and FDA responded to that news quickly,
making clear that Americans who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster shot at this time.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The U.S. Trade Representative says she's raised concerns about Mexico's energy policies that favor state-owned Mexican companies.
Catherine Tai spoke last week following meetings with Mexico's economy secretary and Canada's top international trade official to mark the first year of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Tai says, quote, "We are raising our concerns about President Andres Manuel López Obrador's energy sector policies." López Obrador has pushed through a law allowing the government to seize private gas stations in case of imminent danger to national security, energy security, or the economy, and give them to the state-owned oil company to run. Jeremy House reporting.
Southern Spain sweltered under intense heat for a second straight day today when thermometers were expected to reach well over 104 degrees in large swaths of the European Union country. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Richard Branson, as promised, flew to space today aboard his own winged rocket ship.
Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles over the New Mexico desert, enough to experience weightlessness and see the curvature of the Earth. From there, Branson said, it's amazing.
It's a complete experience of a lifetime.
After landing, he popped some bubbly and said, welcome to the dawn of the new space age.
We're here to make space more accessible to all, and we want to turn the next generation of dreamers into the astronauts.
The rocket ship's portion of the flight took around 15 minutes, or about as long as Alan Shepard's first U.S. space flight in 1961. It was intended as a confidence-boosting plug for Virgin Galactic, which plans to start taking paying customers next year. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me entertain you. And the conversation on News Talk Radio is supposed to be entertaining, but we always are dealing with the definition of what entertainment is all about. We may get to that if we have time during this hour of our News Talk review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 5th to the 9th, the overview provided the contents, if you will, of our discussion predicated by the story list and the people list that you can find at talkers.com from Talkers Magazine, also on the DJV social media pages. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to go through the stories, the variants, if you will, and some nuances about probably the people on the list. So, Michael, let's have at it. Let's go. You're in charge.
Thank you very much, and it certainly has been a crazy, complicated week. The top 10 stories, according to Talkers, on news talk stations such as the ones that people are listening to this program on right now. At number 10, we have the heat wave and we have climate change. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the Afghanistan withdrawal of U.S. troops. At number 8, the New York City mayoral race, and that's tied with a spike in urban crime, particularly in New York City. At number 7, the southern border crisis continues, and immigration reform remains a top topic on talk radio. At number 6, race relations and a debate over this thing called critical race theory. At number 5, the condo collapse aftermath. At number 4, the economy, inflation fears, and focus on the infrastructure. Much of that focus comes from the condo collapse and, of course, the fact that the infrastructure is the centerpiece in terms of investment to spark economic stimulation, according to the Biden plan. So infrastructure is big stuff right now at number four. And number three, Trump sues social media and internet security issues. That's number three, obviously a big subject. Number two, GOP and Trumpism. And that's tied with the January 6th committee, basically the politics that is going on inside the Republican Party based upon their relationship with and how cozy they want to be and how much distance they want to have with Trump and his huge base of millions and millions of loyal followers. And number one, the COVID-19 Delta variant vaccines, masks, and politics. And those are the stories. The people. And number 10, a tie between our buddies Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Number nine, Eric Adams. He's the Democratic nominee for mayor in New York. He's going to run against our friend Curtis Sliwa. That should be interesting. I'm one of the few people predicting that Sliwa might win. That's not really a full prediction, but I entertain the possibility.
It's out on the limb, as it were.
I just have a feeling. I got a funny feeling about it, but I could be wrong.
And we need to talk about the caliber of candidates. We'll do that after you go through the list.
All right. Kamala Harris is at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4, Nancy Pelosi at 3, Donald Trump in his new role as the national celebrity at number 2, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of another insane week. And I say insane, you know, meaning it's just...
It's qualifying.
Full of anomalies and overlapping stories and crazy things that come and go and some things that should be talked about and aren't. It's interesting, the Jovenel Moïse, the assassinated president of Haiti, didn't make the top 10, and we specifically left it make the point.
Yeah.
You know,
I mentioned that, interestingly enough, in the accompanying hour to this is the Talk Radio Review I do with the ladies from the DJV program. So we put this together. The Countdown Show is presented as sort of part of the DJV program, and they said that. That was very interesting. You bring it up as well. This guy would normally, you'd think, quote unquote, normally, especially since American DEA agents seem to be the ones that shot him.
Well, there's two American citizens are among the 17 detainees that are suspects in it. I think the reason it hasn't gotten a lot of talk is because there's no momentum going into it. And in other words, I don't think the average American commentator or news person or news talk listener fully thinks about or grasps what the relationship with Haiti is all about. You know, what is our relationship with Haiti? What does this mean?
And
I think they were blindsided by it.
Well,
just when the condo collapsed, it's a building collapse. We started to realize as the hours and days went by that this was a gigantic story on everything from human interest to economic.
Okay, let me connect the dots here for a minute, if I may, and then your comment afterwards. What you've just said trips the light fantastic in me because of a couple of different things that I think are related, and they are stories that are on the list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The quality of leadership. I'll start with the New York City mayoral race. I heard an interview with this fellow who's the Democrat, who is the former, he was a police commissioner, was he, or a policeman?
He was a policeman for 22 years. He was a state senator after that, and then he was Brooklyn Borough president.
Okay.
And now he's just a citizen running.
Right. Okay. And his name is what, Eric Adams? Is that his name?
Eric Adams, yes.
Eric Adams. Okay. So I heard this week, as I was traversing the state working on farm projects, that I do frequently. The radio is on. I'm listening to PBS because I like to hear that side of what's going on in the world of talk radio. And there was an interview with this fellow, Eric Adams, after the process of counting the ballots and first choice or however they do that stuff, ranked choice
voting.
And I listened to him for a long time, and I was thoroughly unimpressed. He is not a cultured man. He's not, he's not educated, but he doesn't sound like he has the tone or timbre. And this has been the case in New York will say since Michael Bloomberg, well, you go back to the Koch era, or many of the people that were well known in New York history as being very good or very interesting mayors. What we have now are, I mean, Adams, and I think Sliwa is part of this, although, as you've suggested, you don't want to count him out because he's a very interesting character, and who knows what means he'll use to get the vote out. He's very connected to lots of local stuff, and let's face it, the final offer here is on the day of the election, who you get out to vote. Can you get the vote out? And he may have, with all of his guardian connections, the ability to literally knock on doors, ask people if they voted. If they haven't, can we offer you a ride to the polling? You know, that kind of stuff gets people, oh, and who are you representing? Yeah, we'll go vote for you. So, but the point that I'm making with having listened to the Eric Adams interview, listening to how unstimulating he is, and I don't mean you have to be charismatic, but you need to have a grasp of the English language. And I don't think he's particularly savvy when it comes to that. He didn't do anything to inspire me, let's put it that way. So tying that into the problems that we have in government, for example, overview. In Florida, you can make an argument that this condo collapse happened because of bad public management. The business of who's inspecting what, how well are they doing, and then you can go into, you know, the whole business of the economy, the infrastructure, and the lack of leadership there affects what's going on in the structure, literally, of our roads and bridges and stuff. So I'm suggesting, Michael, that the caliber of candidates that we have, I mean, look at the people in California that are running against the, what's-his-face. It seems to me we're piling on, and it, in part, has to do with the kind of coverage. Good people don't want to run because they don't want to be scrutinized the way the news media scrutinizes them. So I've kind of come up with a philosophy here. Any thoughts?
I think we have to take a break.
Spoken by a true radio professional. But we'll come back on the other side of the information you're about to hear with Michael's thoughts on whether I have something or I don't. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the chief medical officer for Medicare Advantage products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets.
Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Here's a thought. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match search millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. It's kind of like Match with dating, only this is for a job. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates much faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites around. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding new employees, you ought to visit Indeed.com. It's Indeed.com/credit. All right, please take advantage of that. So my philosophy, do you have, it sounds to me, we were talking about this during the break, you have a quick answer to my theory. Well, we have to have better leadership. My answer is I agree with you. That's the answer. That's why I didn't go off on a whole rant. I agree with you. We have to have better leadership. We have to have higher quality. But how are we going to get it in the face of all of this stuff? Listen to some of the talk radio programs and how they denigrate people of the opposite party. And this happens on both sides. There's more of it on the right because there are more shows, more talk shows that are aimed in that direction. But you listen to any of the major stars, and it's just, it's pathetic, I think, anyway.
Well, I guess we have to determine our nation and our city's course of action through something other than what we call shows. The very idea that it's determined in shows tells you the relationship between entertainment and reality.
Yep, correctamundo. All right, 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Americans can make health a priority this summer while also helping break a Guinness World Records title achievement for the most pledges for a health campaign in 1 month, from June 15th to July 15th. Dr. Don O'Shea is with United Healthcare.
For each person who signs our pledge, United Healthcare will donate $1 per pledge to select boys and girls clubs for new sports equipment for a total of $60,000. By going to UHCStepUp.com, people may also become eligible for a chance to win one of more than 100 wellness-related prizes, such as a dream home gym or a new set of golf clubs and a golf bag signed by Rory McIlroy.
Why is this campaign important?
We're encouraging people to prioritize their health, like walking 10,000 steps per day, eating more fruits and vegetables, or getting sufficient sleep.
To sign the health pledge and for eligibility and official rules, visit UHCStepUp.com. Sweepstakes open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were talking about the influence of the news media and thus news talk radio on the process of getting good people to run. And Michael and I sort of agree on the caliber of people and how this is all we're watering down everything, it would seem. And that, I think, comes around to the number one story this week, which once again has to do with COVID, the variants, the vaccines, that sort of thing, because politics has played a role in it. And because the media helps to shape the political realities, you have a lot of things that are not necessarily taken in context, Michael, but they don't, nobody so says, you hear all these people, I listen to this program because he tells me the truth. Well, what does that mean? It means maybe
he tells me
truth.
What I want to hear. He tells me
exactly.
He affirms.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that we do not have a policy-based discussion going on. We have a personality-based discussion. And even though we talk about the dangers of negative campaigning seems to be the only thing that works. So it's a vicious cycle. We know we're doing the wrong thing, but it's a means to an end because it works. And people live in the here and now, and they want to keep their jobs. They want to survive. They want to be able to win elections. They want to feel like they're on the side of the winner. And it goes contrary to what we all know deep in our hearts, that politics is not meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be productive. And we've created an entertainment industry about this spectator sport known as politics. And now we're stuck with it. The media was never meant to be this influential. It's meant to be part of the influence, but it's become so influential that it really is overstating its purpose.
So there's a new talk radio station in Los Angeles, and it's owned by a black entrepreneur, I would say, somebody who's been very visible on radio and television for years. I decided he would buy the station and to make it unabashedly African-American liberal talk. At one point in time, putting on one of the programs that I produce on the station was discussed with the owner. And he said, oh, yeah, I know, Doug. I like him. He's a good broadcaster, but he's not black. And I only want black people on my station. So, okay, that's his right because he owns it. But can you imagine if that were turned around and Larry Elder, for example, who's a prominent black host, approaches a station, the white owner says, I only have white people on my station.
Larry Elder couldn't get a job at, I think we're talking about Travis Smiley. Larry Elder couldn't get on it either, not because he's white, but because he's conservative.
Right.
So you know, look, you're bringing up a kind of a sticky wicket, to use an old expression.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what's correct in the rights of a minority over a majority. Do minorities have the rights to have their own social clubs, to have their own pride organizations, to have their own special media to serve the special interests of being a minority in America? Or is that considered just as racist and just as exclusionary as there being a white-only or a Protestant-only medium? This is a tremendously complicated question. The idea of a majority rule only works when the rights of the minorities are taken into account. So do black people have the right to have their own African-American community radio stations, whereas white-only stations takes the majority advantage that whites have in our society over black people and further exacerbates it for repression, etc.? I mean, that's the question, you know.
I got another one that'll go one step further when we continue here in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton and the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the items that are on the list. Excuse me. And all of my allergies put together.
I deal with
reality, my voice. It's just...
I'll take over.
The rain. Yeah, you might want to... The rain is just exacerbating all of this stuff, too. We're talking off the air about how much rain we've had here. Wow. Whew.
I guess Doug is choking right
now. I am, yes. All right, so...
When I hear that, I could tell when the mic is off. There's mm-hmm. like a silent. The silence actually is a sound of silence. You know,
sound of silence. Yep.
And folks should know that even though we sound like we're in the same room, we are separated by approximately 90 miles.
Yes, we are.
Today. Both. Sometimes we're separated by 3,000 miles. But
yes, that is...
today it's 90 miles.
The state of radio and technology as it is today allows us to do that, and that was one of the great things about the DJV program that we put together, which is still to this day the most complicated program to produce on the radio because there's so many components, everybody's in different places.
And nobody's ever met each other.
Well, we don't see each other often, that's true.
That's why the show stays together and
you know,
everybody gets along.
And not, well, you know what, something that astounded me, and I don't know why in the age of COVID it did, but your lieutenant, Mr. Casey, when we had the talk radio, the convention in New York in Hofstra, I was talking to him. I haven't seen him. Kevin Casey is the executive sort of vice president, I think. Isn't that his title?
Well, he's not sort of. He is.
Yeah.
He's the executive vice president, and he's executive editor.
Editor.
Something with a vice president and an executive and an editor.
So you and he have been working together for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Talk has been in existence for 31 years. He's been there, what, 25 of the 31 years?
He's been at Talkers about 21 years.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, our existence. And he said that he hadn't seen you, I think you said it maybe, in the year and a half of COVID, you saw each other twice.
Right.
And here's a guy you talk to every day. And you pointed out the ladies on the DJV program. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jay Kirshner's down in Memphis, or Nashville, right? I always say Memphis, but Nashville. And we have, I've never met Jay personally, never seen her. Victoria I've seen twice in the 5 years she's been on my program. And Jennifer and I see each other all the time because we're, you know, families are close. But it's amazing, mm-hmm. and yet
close. Kevin Casey and I have been working together 21 years. We mm-hmm. work together every day in terms yeah. of being in each other's ears and eyes and faces virtually. So mm-hmm. we're in constant communication, as if we were working at the same workbench.
Yeah.
Every day. But the truth of the matter is, I hadn't seen him at all for a year and a half. I'm thinking
wow.
about it. You said a couple of... No, we did not see each... We first saw each other recently, maybe putting the convention together since the beginning of COVID. We have a picture of our staff having its little... We have a little lunch party at Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019
yeah.
that we last all saw each other. But we worked together every day. But this whole virtual office thing, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah. Right.
So when it hit with COVID, it was no big deal. But I don't feel in any way, shape, or form that Kevin and I are out of touch. I feel like we're very close, and it's amazing
yeah.
when we see you. And one of the things that I noticed about our convention this year, this was the first time in 24 years that we missed a year. So it had been 2 years since the last convention as opposed
yeah.
to one. A lot of people were surprised at how old their friends looked. Because they hadn't
I
seen
said
them.
That to you about one of my very
you
dear
were not
friends.
The only you were not one of the you were not the only one to say that about different people,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, they're saying the same thing about you because we haven't seen each other physically.
Really, they said that about me?
No, not about you. Not about you. I'm saying in the generic sense. No,
right,
you haven't aged a day since you're 22.
Right. Okay.
So,
you
but you know, it's
so.
It's
let me
weird.
Let me go one step further with that. In terms of how, you know, we make this all work and how it is that we can continue to make it work. That's the real, that's the essence kind of the question. Can we all, not just radio, I'm talking about everybody, all these businesses, can they survive not having people able to connect on a personal basis? And I say that because, and this is very personal for me, because to tell one more story about this, as you know, both my children live in Los Angeles, and I live there and have lived there in the wintertime, pretty much every winter since 1993, with the exception of last year. But when I did go out to Los Angeles to see them briefly, I'd go out on a Saturday morning and come back on a Sunday night just to see them. You know, we'd be the social distancing. We hadn't touched each other. So the first time that I went back in April to be with the kids, that we didn't have to worry, we'd all had our vaccines, we didn't have to wear a mask and stuff, my daughter came running over to me, and she embraced, she hugged me, she kissed me, and she started to cry because we hadn't actually, we were very close, and we couldn't be close in that sense. And I wonder, maybe as a rhetorical question, how much of that has gone on around the country? And is it just family or is it business? Because a lot of times people that work together, I'm very close to the people that I work with. And yet I can't, you know, in the case I'm used to not seeing them. But if you're used to seeing somebody, is that an unexplained or undefined cost of this COVID thing? When you get right down to it.
I think it goes both ways. I think it's more complicated than one or the other. I think there are benefits to not being together every day, and that that mm-hmm. one can be close to another person intellectually, spiritually, socially, without necessarily being together physically. But I do believe that occasional physical contact, and proximity, being in the same room, hugging, whatever, does play a role in it. But I don't think it plays as big a role as some people think. I do think that we're able to connect technologically, and I do think that some of these relationships not only have value. I think that I made a joke before that one of the reasons your show has got such legs and so successful is because you're not all together. Sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes when you're in each other's face too much, it's like, okay, give me some space. Mm-hmm. So I we've seen radio stations that were toxic environments because of the backstabbing and the jealousies and the people getting on each other's nerves. So I think there's something to be said for both sides of that equation, and you have to judge it accordingly.
It's probably a great book there someplace that you could write about the, you know, the sort of return, or what was it like before and what's it like now, and the stories of people that have worked on radio stations that you think, because they're all in the same station, they'd all love each other. But that's...
they don't love each other.
Excuse me, that's not the case.
Some of the worst hatreds that I've ever seen in my life stemmed out of teammates on the same radio station.
Yeah.
And I suspect that goes on in sports as well. You know, the whole discussion about locker room chemistry. Some of the greatest teams on paper die on the field because they have terrible locker room chemistry. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And other teams, you know, are not as good, but they love each other, and that, as a result, they rise above. The human condition and relationships, something we'll never fully have a handle on. It's the most complex thing in the world.
All right, so I want to take one more example before we pause again, going back to our discussion about black radio stations and white radio stations and that sort of thing. So there was a radio station in San Francisco. They got a hold of some audio from a chorus. It's a gay man's chorus. And they sang a song that has become now a national discussion. So it goes back to what we were saying. Is there somebody who wants to have a gay radio station? And if that's the case, is that all right? It's okay with me. It's fine. You do what you want with your radio station. But here's the song that caused the most recent controversy. Someplace in our ear. It won't work. Technology being the wonderful thing that it is. All right, well, anyway, the bottom line is that the song sort of pokes fun at some gay myths and anti-gay myths, and it is aimed at prompting people to think about why it is that you have some of the values that you do, It's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and they posted this video. You think we're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. We'll convert your children is the sort of satirical underscore line, and that's what got all the attention. We'll convert your children. So that got everybody all worked up, a lot of the religious right people, and the same people that would send folks around to your house to convert you to their religion. And so that's what got the, you know, it's a great talk radio conversation, I think, don't you?
Mm. Well, not having heard the song, yeah, of course it's an interesting conversation, but having not heard the song, I don't know if it was satirical.
Phil, can we play the song yet?
Or it was threatening.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so go ahead, Michael.
Boy, I guess that bit fell flat, huh?
Yeah. The best laid plans of mud. It's a live radio.
Folks, they have been rehearsing this maneuver for weeks to get that song on when he snapped his fingers, and it just didn't play.
Bingo. Didn't happen. In a moment, we are going to talk about what Michael has done with his MH interview this week that's coming up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the People List from Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists at talkers.com or at the DJV show, social media or djvshow.com. At number 10, the two leaders of Russia and China make it. They have for most every week, one way or another, in that list. Eric Adams, number 9, the fellow running for mayor in New York. Kamala Harris, 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. Oh, Mitch McConnell, a fossil, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Nancy Pelosi, another fossil, is 3. Trump, well, we can come up with all sorts of adjectives to describe him, but he's making it on the list, bumped himself up into the number 2 position because of all the visibility this week. And then there's President Joe Biden. He makes it to the top of the list, as is normally the case. The president gets up there and pretty much stays there, depending on what's going on. That's the People List, courtesy of the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for this first full week of July at number 10, the situation with the weather in our country, heat wave and drought on the West Coast, and the water and the wet from Florida all the way up to New England is really going to have an impact on what you pay for food. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The mayoral race in New York, number 8. Our situation on immigration at the southern border, number 7. Relationships with other, among ourselves, if you will, race relations, number 6. That condo situation in South Florida, number 5. Number 4 is the economy at the moment and the fear of inflation. Number 3, the aforementioned Trump suing social media, what comes out of that. January 6th investigation, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so the Talkers Magazine and also MH Interview have a feature with these two new fellas that are on in replacement of Rush Limbaugh. So what'd you think? This is the interview you have this week.
Yeah, they are the real replacements of Rush Limbaugh. In other words, put on by the people that were doing the Rush Limbaugh show on Premier Networks. It's Clay right. Travis and Buck Sexton. I interviewed them for a half hour about the show was 2 weeks old when we did it, and it's now 3 weeks old. And it's up there at MH Interview. If you're a fan of talk radio, this is a must listen. Must listen.
Well, these guys get a lot of attention, to be sure, because it slid into that slot. On the same network, not the other networks that put up people to compete or take advantage of the situation. All right, Michael, great job as usual. Thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of one legal, legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, is here. He's a professor of law. And you know what that means? Don't get into crosshairs with anybody who's a professor of law. He also is the founder of Scamicide, the website that helps a lot of people. Now, let's talk about that for a bit because there are a lot of scams. This week, even though it's not in the top 10 really, it is kind of with the Facebook stuff, but there are other things. Google, all these outfits are being sued. And now there was a big, there was somebody from some place did a demand on some social media site to get $70 million in Bitcoin. I mean, how long can this go on, all of this stuff?
Well, the bad news is it's just the beginning. Things are going to get much worse. I mean, and part of the problem is there's a few elements, and one of probably the worst elements is the business model. Interpol once said a few years ago, it's probably more now, but there were only about 100 of these cyber criminal geniuses out there that could create this kind of malware and deliver it and have that kind of effect on people, companies, government agencies, and whatever. But the problem is that they decided that the business model to use is they go to the dark web, they set up these sites that are difficult to get to, and you go there, criminals go there, and they can rent, lease, or buy the services, get tech support, and so you end up having less sophisticated criminals who are using the technology that only the geniuses have. And unfortunately, on the flip side, when all of the software and things that we use that are all connected to the internet are created, all too often security is not part of the initial creating of them. It's added on later. And so we are increasingly vulnerable. It's easier to attack than defend, and quite frankly, things are going to get much worse. There'll be attacks from ordinary criminals. There'll be attacks from nation states. There'll be attacks from terrorist groups. So much for good morning.
Good morning. Good day. All right. So along with the social media, that whole fiasco, Trump has sued a number of these outlets. Why? What does he get out of that?
You know, it's funny. You asked the critical question, which is why? Is he going to win? He's not going to win in court. As a matter of fact, I think his case will be thrown out quite initially with what they call a summary judgment, where the defendants will tell the judge, they'll say, there's no issue of facts here, the law is clear, we don't even need a trial, and they're going to win. The First Amendment only applies to government interference with free speech. You have no rights of free speech anywhere with private companies can limit it, your employers can limit it, and certainly the social media platforms have every right to put limitations on what they have up there. And this is something where legally he's not going to win, but politically he's using this already as a fundraiser, and he's been able to raise a lot of money, which he can use for all kinds of political purposes, and he's using it for political kind of fodder to get people behind him. Nobody likes the big tech companies. So he's smart enough to know he stands the snowball's chance in hell of winning the lawsuit, but he could profit from it.
It's my name. Yeah, so let's go to the next step. The federal government is looking at ways, or at least the House is, of curbing the power of these social media giants by, you know, having testimony. Let's come up with some laws. But how can they do that constitutionally in the face of what you just said regarding freedom of speech? This is a private company, not government. Government doesn't run it.
With great difficulty. Certainly regulations can be put in. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes you see the hearings of the tech companies and their CEOs before Congress. And some of the questions that they're being asked will indicate that there are a lot of Congress people that don't even understand tech. You start off with that.
Right.
Then you get a lot of them are receiving campaign contributions. That's step two. Then there's that little thing called the Constitution, which would make greater hurdles, as you indicated, to further regulations. So will we see something? Yes. Will it be probably just window dressing? Most likely.
Yeah. All right. Which is pretty much their stock and trade. There he is, Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University, looking at the law, if you will, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former President Trump was the final speaker at the three-day Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas on Sunday. Shortly after it was announced he won a 2024 presidential straw poll, Mr. Trump took the microphone telling the audience that conservatives far outweigh the leftists.
Never forget that the radical left is not the majority in this country. We are the majority, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
Mr. Trump blasted the current occupant of the White House and said it was his administration that put America first.
We stopped asylum fraud, and we struck critical agreements with other countries to stop illegal immigration. We called it, in fact, remain in Mexico. You don't come here.
Prices at the pump rose a nickel over the past 2 weeks, $3.21 per gallon. That's 97 cents higher than a year ago. Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says prices will likely hold steady now that crude oil costs have stopped rising. Highest price she found, San Francisco Bay Area, $4.39 a gallon. Lowest in Baton Rouge at $2.65. And diesel was up 3 cents to $3.30 a gallon. Authorities searching for victims of that South Florida condo collapse say they hope to conclude that painstaking work in the coming weeks. A team of first responders from Israel departed the site on Sunday. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said they held a community event on Saturday night to recognize, among others, those Israeli volunteers.
We all came together once again to recognize the enormous tragedy and the extraordinary, extraordinary efforts of everyone who has helped to get us through these difficult days and their tremendous heroism.
Cava said the death toll climbed to 90. Some 31 people still remain missing. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
More than a dozen states have dropped their objections to OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma as their reorganization plan, edging the company closer to resolving its bankruptcy case.
The proposed settlement will transform Purdue into a new entity that helps combat the U.S. opioid epidemic through its own profits. The agreement from multiple attorneys general included those who had most aggressively opposed Purdue's original settlement proposal. To win the support, the company agreed to make more documents public, while members of the family that owns it will kick in more money.
Jeremy House reporting. Italian soccer's redemption story is complete. England's painful half-century wait for a major title goes on, and it had to go to a penalty shootout. Italy won the European Championship for the second time, beating England 3-2 on penalties after the match finished 1-1 after extra time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California is planning to require masks for all students in the fall.
This despite guidance from the CDC that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not. Not all schools are able to accommodate 3 feet of social distancing, as the CDC recommends. Patrick Frost reporting.
Four people arrested, more than a dozen weapons seized at a downtown Denver hotel near the where several events were planned in conjunction with Tuesday's All-Star game. Three men and a woman in their 40s were taken into custody, two vehicles impounded, along with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. However, so far, investigators say there's no evidence to suggest the group was plotting a mass shooting. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And from the CDC.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Here we are, another opportunity for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, or a review of the top 10 items this week as posted on the website at talkers.com. It's their research that gets done that we talk about, and we post also on our DJV social media, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the charts are for the week of July 5th. How about I try that again? 5th to the 9th. And there are some stories that have been in the top 10 for a long time and some new ones.
as well. The people list will get to as much of this as we can during this hour. I'm going to quickly go through the list, and then I want to pick out a few things for us to dig into. The heat wave and the situation with the weather, number 10 this week, and I've certainly on the DJV program talked about the consequences that we can expect from, and I'm talking, I guess, all the availability of food, how much it's going to cost, all of that stuff. So that's a part of our discussion there. At number 9, our relationship with the Chinese and the Russians. At number 8, the mayoral race in New York. At number 7, the immigration situation, southern border, etc. Race relations and theories about race, etc. Number 6, the condo collapse. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Trump and his social media problems. Number 3, the Grand Ole Party in January 6th, and COVID is number 1. And the people on the list, we'll talk about them as we go through it. I actually wanted, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with me. The Surfside death toll, is it over? Can we be confident that 64, but 76 people are still missing at this point, right? So the number can keep going up. Where are they finding these people? I thought they've gone through the...
I think they were hoping that... Remember when they collapsed a part of the condo? They did that last weekend, early in this week. And they collapsed the part that was still standing. It allowed them to get to pieces of the wreckage where they thought it was possible, where the floors collapsed and the floor kind of collapsed down, that they would be able to find people who might have found a pocket.
Mm.
But according to reports, everything just fell flat, one on top of the other. And they were able to find some bodies, but they were not able to find any survivors. So this week, I think it might have been Wednesday, the mayor said, we are no longer doing a search and rescue effort. We are now in a recovery mode, meaning that the hope for survivors, which went well over 14, 15 days, ended. But what was stunning about that story, and this is why it's so important to thank the police, the fire, the first responders, when you see them this weekend, is that they didn't leave. They were told to go home and get some rest and to come back since it was no longer a search and rescue effort. They wouldn't go. And so they keep looking and they keep digging. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I know we can't compare it to 9/11, but the type of wreckage that they're having to deal with is very similar. And that has to be taking a human toll on the people who are digging through it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and the people who are expecting, you're not going to find any remains in that rubble unless it's somebody's finger or an arm or something like that. So.
Really?
You get to the point of just why, you know, why, what do you gain by continuing to look under the circumstances? And then there is the discussion of what other dangers are there in that area, other buildings that are like it, or buildings up and down the coast of Florida, or all around Florida, or all the way up and down the coast, wherever there's a beach, is there a jeopardy? And will that diminish the value of condos in the near future? Probably not. People are, I guess, creatures of habit, and they like to be on the water. I know I do. Would that affect your ability to be excited about getting into a building that might collapse? And how do you know? Do an investigation before you buy into some of these buildings. Whether they're new or old doesn't make any difference. Find out how they were built and what's underneath them. That would be something that I'd ask. And a lot of real estate people probably don't even know the answer to that. But something worth consideration. All right, let's explore. Oftentimes we try to get to all the top ten. Let's take the top five this week, ladies, and see what we can do with the information and conversation about them on News Talk Radio. So number 5 is the condo. Number 4 is the economy and the situation. I think that there is an argument to be made that the economy is suffering at the moment from a lack of competition. Can't get a car. So you pay the price for whatever you can get. When you go to the restaurants, you pay exorbitant prices because either they're trying to make up for what they lost over the past year and a half, or the understanding is clear that the price of food, everything related to agriculture, is going to go sky high because of the heat wave in the Northwest and the weather, the pounding that the East Coast is taking, and even through the Midwest with rain, rain, and more rain. So this is something that whether it fuels inflation, I don't see how it cannot fuel inflation. But in terms of the competition, I noticed that the president has been out and about this week trying to figure out how we can encourage people, businesses and so forth, competition, the taxes. I don't understand. It sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because adding more taxes to businesses isn't going to help businesses survive. It's going to kill more businesses. Whether they're big or small, it doesn't make any difference. So what about the hiring of people? People hiring can't find workers. So that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? The government is still paying people to not work, although I think pretty much isn't that over by the end? Is it all? Everything's over now, right?
It depends.
All the welfare
is over.
State by,
no, it's not over. It's still going on in California until September.
Well,
yeah,
September.
California.
September.
It's not just California though. There are other states who are still offering it.
Well, until September.
Yeah,
with
all
New
these
Jersey
jobs.
I think New Jersey, with very specific, you can't just get an extra $300 a week anymore. I think in New York and New Jersey, unless you're, you know, really meeting specific criteria. So I'm not sure. But in general, like if you file for unemployment and then they just tack on the extra $300 or whatever it is per state, I think a lot of states have ended that at the end of June.
Ohio got rid of it, but now there's a lawsuit against them to try to bring it back because people want it. Maryland is extending theirs. Indiana has not extended theirs. It really depends state by state where you go. And some of them are being challenged legally about whether or not the states can get rid of it. So only 26 states have ended it. Let's see if – I don't even think New Jersey's on the list, actually. Louisiana, Arizona, Maryland, Tennessee, Montana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, Missouri, Mississippi, Iowa, Alaska do not have it. All other states are not getting rid of it until September 6th.
Awful.
So if you didn't hear
That's
your state,
disgrace.
It's still going
That's
on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think it depends. But, yeah, I mean, in general,
you and
just
I
giving people more
money. It's disgusting. I'm not. So, well, I'm
okay.
making a general statement
okay.
that doesn't deserve a shot. I'm saying what it does. What's impractical for those of us who pay taxes is to be paying for people not to work. And frankly, as one American, I'm fed up with it. Frankly, all of this stuff is way counterproductive and not helping the economy. And there's other stuff that's in the hopper to make it easier. The cost of drugs has gone up through all of this. Drug companies in their greed taking advantage of the situation. Prices have gone bananas. Pharmaceutical companies are, I mean, just look at the television, listen to the radio, all the ads that are playing for all of this stuff. And then it's interesting. I see one of the tenets here is to allow you to buy hearing aids without a prescription, something that Trump started.
What?
But
sorry.
But didn't
a little
get...
hearing aid humor.
Right. Yes. Very good. Anyway. Hospitals being transparent about billing, that hasn't really happened. And, you know, there's stuff like little things, the airlines refunding when they lose your bag. They charge, you know, they charge you $50 for a bag, right? When you travel, if you're allowed one bag or something, mm-hmm. depending on the ticket that you buy, and you pay $50, they lose your bag. They don't want to give you your money back.
No.
So, huh?
No, they won't give you your money back.
How does that get explained?
And they won't even acknowledge that they lost the bag. It's just been misplaced for the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time I checked luggage. Now I am full on carry on.
I'm like, if you're going to send my luggage to Tahiti, at least let me go and pick it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we have this in the farming community. There's been a big to-do, and Trump has, Biden's come down on the side of farmers, thank heavens. With the right to repair, the big John Deere and all the other big AGCO, the big manufacturers of equipment, don't want you to repair your own equipment anymore. They've fixed it so that it's almost impossible for you to fix stuff that you buy. So I just say, why would you? What's the incentive to buy a new tractor, a new equipment? And that hurts the economy. And they've just made it. They're just so greedy. That's all there is to this. We're not going to allow you to fix your own equipment. What is that? Who thinks like that? There has been that move in the auto industry generally. You know, fix it so that you can't fix your car. Hello? What's that all about? 17 after the hour here, the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there's something that's not on the list that we're all surprised isn't on the list, and that's the assassination of the leader of Haiti. So a couple of people, including some Americans, apparently have been arrested. What would be the motive of Americans killing the leader of Haiti? Any ideas? This guy was becoming a dictator.
Obviously, this is a group of people who were paid to do it. I think the reason there hasn't been much news about this is that, you know, people just write it off and go, well, Haiti, it's pretty corrupt. And it's surprising it didn't make it on this list and really didn't make it into the headlines all that much this week.
No.
But the group who killed him, the unidentified gunman and his wife, they claim to be DEA agents.
American DEA agents?
They were speaking Spanish and they attacked his resident. Yeah, with high caliber
21
weapons.
After the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay.
trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Change, et cetera, whether it was real or fake. What'd you get back?
Michael Selby says it's real, but natural, not human-caused. Birch Willard chimes in with climate has
apparently
been changing
Victoria
for millennia.
By the snicker.
To say that there's no human, I mean, come on. Look what comes out
but
of your car.
That's his opinion. Yeah.
Well, I know, but it just it's crazy to
me. I mean, I think the
that.
Argument is that, like, the Ice Age ended without, you know, human beings and their cars driving past. So,
yeah.
I mean, climate
argument.
Change has been.
Are we affecting it? Are we contributing to it? Yep. Is it all us? No. That would be my read on. All right, we're interested in listeners. Go ahead, Jim.
And Melinda Stone actually covers what you guys just discussed. The debate is not over whether there is climate change. It's whether it is caused by man-made or whether any of the supposed solutions being put in place have impacted it. There needs to be an actual live, transparent debate between qualified individuals who can cite credible, verifiable sources.
Nah, there isn't going to be.
I know, but unfortunately so many people make money off of it.
Yeah, it's a big business.
It's also a money-making scheme for a lot of people. I mean, they're making a ton of cash. It's a big industry.
Yeah, all right, what else?
And Ken Stark agrees with that, saying it's a political power/money grab here. We have been warming since the Ice Age. Deal with it, he adds at the end.
We've had lots of ice ages in the history of the 4.5-5 billion years the planet's been in existence. There have been dozens of ice ages. The most recent one that has shaped the way kind of we are now, I think, was, 18,000 years ago? Okay. Next, President Biden announced the plans to get more Americans vaccinated. What are people saying about that, Jay?
Susan Toller says it's a waste of time and resources. Unless you've been in a rabbit hole, Americans have been given every opportunity to be vaccinated.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, they've been given every opportunity, but it hasn't worked, so do we need to find different ways of getting people to get the vaccination? We think it's important. Huh. All right, you got a couple of other comments here.
Yeah,
Susie
Lord
Ortiz.
Francis.
Who's who?
Oh, Larry. Susie Ortiz says it's a personal choice. Leave it that way. Mm-hmm. Laura Francis chimes in. No, he's crossing the line now. Time to impeach this administration.
People are so funny. Let's impeach everybody. Okay, the situation with Sha'Carri Richardson has gotten a lot of attention, so what do we have there?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees the rules need to be changed, but she did break the rules. Rules are rules. Melissa Zimmer says, I live in Eugene, Oregon, where the track meet took place. I know smoking marijuana is legal in this state. However, Sha'Carri Richardson needed to abide by the rules of the World Olympics Organization. They stated that marijuana is not a legal drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Chris Burton. I see some of the names here. Some
chimes in. She knowingly broke the rule. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's not the point. She broke it and got caught. She's out.
And most people, I think, agree with that. Don't they? Really, the
she
rules are the rules.
With it.
Well,
Sha'Carri
said that, too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. If our country were to retire the Star-Spangled Banner, this is 4th of July week, what do we use as a national anthem? What are people saying about that?
Larry Fuss has always thought America the Beautiful should be the national anthem. Sherry Chesties wants God Bless America. Nicole Oswell wants God Bless the USA. I like that one. I'm for that one, too. I back that one up.
Yeah.
Tish McCoy says Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, should be the national anthem. It's a country song if you're not familiar
with
it.
You mean it's not? That's one of my favorites.
And then, of course, we have jokester Patrick Godfrey, who says Free Bird.
Yeah.
Free Bird. Why do I know that? What song?
Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. That's right. Okay. Yep.
The popular.
You.
What song do you want to hear? Free Bird.
Free Bird.
Whether it's Leonard Skinner's concert or not.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, it's our overview of News Talk Radio from the perspective of the DJV showers. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I want to spend some time in Victoria's area of expertise, like we all have them. Hers is, among others, internet stuff, what's going on, what's in terms of technology, what the big stories of the week are. So these internet security issues, we had a couple of big examples. You want to talk about those for a few minutes, Victoria?
Well, the big story, the big story of the week, obviously, was the ransomware attack. And so that hit right before the holiday weekend, right before the 4th of July. Kaseya is the company. They are an IT solutions company. It's believed that about 1 million computers were affected by this. This was far reaching too. It wasn't just American companies. The residual effect, you know, if you were in, there was a whole grocery store chain in Sweden that couldn't take credit cards because they couldn't unlock their computers because of this ransomware attack. So it had they think about 1,000 businesses overall have been compromised because of it. And, you know, there was a demand from Revil, which is a Russian hacking group. They demanded $70 million in Bitcoin. They put out a very nice, flowery little statement. Give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everybody's back to normal. Like, it was so
nice.
Yeah, it was just very, very matter of fact, but like, very friendly. Everyone, you know, no one will have any issues. Within the hour, everyone will be back to normal, which a lot of cybersecurity experts are calling
BS.
Yeah, but they're calling BS on it, and they're like, yeah, so someone's going to give them 70 million Bitcoin, and they're not even the ones behind this. So, mm-hmm. And that is the suspicion, so it's kind of an ongoing.
So with regard to that, I thought it was interesting this week that Senator Warren of Massachusetts Gary Gensler, from the Securities and Exchange Commission, having a conversation in some the Q&A that happens to these committees. They get experts in and they ask them questions about this, that, and the other thing. The focus was on regulation, of cryptocurrency and how people are getting screwed by it. People have lost $2 trillion, supposedly, and so one wonders, does the government need to be involved in that? She seems to be all over anyway. I think a couple of members of Congress as well. So do we need to regulate crypto?
Well, I think the conversation really is usually from a tax perspective, because it's, you know, it's not
another
tax.
Way to get money for them
and
to waste
so,
from the federal government. Yeah,
right. And so people are making, you know, some people are making massive profits off of buying and selling Bitcoin, and there's no tax implication for it. So it's a lot of missed revenue.
Well, isn't that the case with things you buy online? Do you still not have to? I guess it depends on the state, right? If you buy things online from the various companies that sell things directly to you, one of the big things retailers used to talk about and complain about was that there were no tax consequences to buying things online. Is that still the case?
No, they closed that loop. That used to be the case. Like, I'm in New Jersey, and everyone used to go into New York. You'd go to Bloomingdale's or Saks or whatever. You'd buy, you know, if you're buying expensive stuff, and you just have them ship it to Jersey so you wouldn't pay sales tax. They closed that loop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. You have to put in your zip code and where you're sending the stuff for the sales tax to be calculated.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, there's one of the things I was hoping we'd spend most of our time on the COVID stuff. There is something there. That's number one this week. We ought to probably spend a little time on the Delta variant and whether or not we need to have another shot. Is there a new booster that's going to be added to the vaccine list? What's the bottom line there?
The FDA said no, no to the booster.
Didn't who say what?
I saw a headline this week saying that a booster wasn't going to be necessary at this time. I thought that was what was one of the big stories about.
Well, I think that they're...
Well, Pfizer's applying in August for
they want approval, right.
Yeah, for the third. Because it seems like Pfizer is looking a little further down the road, and I think they're seeing that we will need a booster because the way this variant, the Delta variant, is spreading.
I guess maybe the story is now, because I think there were some that believed that we needed it for the summer or the fall, but now they're saying it's probably more likely about 12 months from when you get the shot that you
right.
might need the booster.
Right. So that puts up most people, right? That puts us into next spring. Maybe, you know, my parents got their shots in February, late January, early February. So, yeah, they'll probably need a booster sometime in January. Because you don't want to have anything over. You want to make sure it's overlapping. You don't want to just, like, you know, if you fall off the, you know, if they fall off the cliff with immunity and then you have to build it back up again, you know, yeah, there could be big holes there, and that's a concern.
Right. Okay. The Afghanistani withdrawal has gotten a lot of attention. President Biden late in the week talking about the U.S. military mission there, reinforcing that it will be over at the end of next month. He says the Taliban takeover is not likely. I'm not sure I'm buying that one.
I don't know about that.
I think it's probably highly likely, not highly unlikely.
It's already happening. The Taliban's already happening. I mean, look, I have said pretty consistently that I'm not against Biden in wanting to withdraw troops. I think that most people don't have an appetite for this, but I just don't know if we should close down the entire base. And what they've done is that they've been very open about when they're going to move troops, when they're going to withdraw, when this is all going to be over. And I don't think that's the best policy, because you're kind of telescoping all the moves of the military, which can not only put them at risk, but also puts the country at risk. And you don't want to create the vacuum that was created by Obama in Iraq and in Syria, where ISIS kind of blew up. So there were a couple of issues that I had. One of them, he wouldn't take the mission accomplished moment, basically, where when we first went into Afghanistan, it was to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been decimated. We should have taken the moment to say mission accomplished. Just from a public relations standpoint, I think that would be a good narrative for the world community to see. So it's not just an endless war. And I also think that we should have kept some access to that base in Afghanistan so that we could have access to it in case China gets out of control. This is our closest military base to China. And to pull out of it and allow the Taliban to just come in and take everything over, I think, is a huge mistake, particularly when you find out that over the last few months, China has gotten into bed with Pakistan and with Afghanistan and have given them these loans, basically, given them a lot of money. And if they don't pay back on the projects that they're using for, like infrastructure, bridges and roads and stuff like that, then China owns them. So I don't know. It's problematic from many levels. And I think that a withdrawal from nation building is appropriate. I think that's where people's appetite is. But a complete evacuation of an important military base is a problem.
I think the timing was interesting for, I don't know, I know we didn't talk about it on DJV. I don't know that it made a lot of international news, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, also announced this week that all of the British troops are out. And so it's the same, it's like everyone's leaving at the exact same time. And I'm not sure if that was coordinated or if that's, I mean, obviously this has been in the works for a while. I think Trump wanted to get the troops out as well. And this is not like a new thing. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely be in favor of keeping some sort of presence. But I don't know. And maybe we will, and maybe this is sort of smoke and mirrors. I don't know.
Biden says the mission hasn't failed. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. It's complete disaster, complete failure, and all the men and women
that lost
their lives.
Well, the mission, though, like Jen just said, the mission was to get rid of Al-Qaeda, and we did.
Yeah, the mission, when it started, was to go find bin Laden. That was the mission. Al-Qaeda then became part of the ancillary.
Yes, and that's the point, is that we should be celebrating that as a narrative, that it was a win for the country. We got Al-Qaeda, we got bin Laden. Period, end of story. That's it. I don't think there should be hemming and hawing about, you know, whether it was a success or not. I don't know who does the messaging in that place.
That's a good question. Messaging is an important.
And the fact that they picked September 11th as their end date, I mean, that would indicate victory for the people who loved seeing our country suffer on 9/11. I mean, just whoever comes up with this stuff, and I don't think it's Biden, I think it's whoever's around him. It needs, like, some serious PR 101.
Well, so if they're using September 11th as what?
The first day when Biden said, yeah, we're withdrawing the troops, he said September 11th, we will be out. Okay. And
I get that point, though, to sort of bookend it. I get it. But I
bookend it with September 12th. Don't give them the satisfaction of, like, a withdrawal on September 11th.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for this first full week of July at number 10, the situation with the weather in our country, heat wave and drought on the West Coast, and the water and the wet from Florida all the way up to New England is really going to have an impact on what you pay for food. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The mayoral race in New York, number 8. Our situation on immigration at the southern border, number 7. Relationships with other, among ourselves, if you will, race relations, number 6. That condo situation in South Florida, number 5. Number 4 is the economy at the moment and the fear of inflation. Number 3, the aforementioned Trump suing social media, what comes out of that. The January 6th investigation, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the DJV overview called, I call it several different things, the righteous attack on reality sometimes, but it is our review of the hot hits in news talk radio, continuing in a moment. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists at talkers.com or at the DJV show, social media, or djvshow.com. At number 10, the two leaders of Russia and China make it, as they have for most every week, one way or another. In that list, Eric Adams, number 9, the fellow running for mayor in New York, Kamala Harris, 8, Ron DeSantis, 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6, Mitch McConnell, a fossil, number 5, Kevin McCarthy is 4, Nancy Pelosi, another fossil, is three. Trump, well, we can come up with all sorts of adjectives to describe him, but he's making it on the list, bumped himself up into the number two position because of all the visibility this week. And then there's President Joe Biden. He makes it to the top of the list, as is normally the case. The president gets up there and pretty much stays there, depending on what's going on. That's the People List, courtesy of the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our roundup of the stories, courtesy of the DJ Veers, which include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID thing and what that is, that's number one this week. The fact that Joe Biden says he's going to go door to door seemed to have, whether is that really Joe's going to knock on your door and say, hey, please get a vaccine.
Like Santa with the naughty and the nice list.
Right, exactly. Or the $10 million.
I also think that was a really poorly chosen phrase. So I think that that has just blown up, and people are just way overreacting to that.
But they kind of doubled down, though. Javier Becerra, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the government, it's their absolutely their right to know whether or not you've been vaccinated. And that raised a lot of, eyebrows, I think, when they kind of doubled down on this messaging that's clearly not popular.
All right, so here's one for the books. And this is not on the top ten. It's sort of an extra, but I think it needs a mention. There's a gay men's chorus in San Francisco that has a new song, contained in a video. We'll Convert Your Children is what
it's real, and they sang it. Yeah. And, people went crazy. So they took it down because the backlash was real.
Was it on social media? Where did it show? On their website?
They sang it at an event. I mean, you can watch it. I mean, it was there. And,
is it like, we shall overcome?
Well, it's a response to, like, religious freaks who say, we'll convert your children. Conversion therapy. Get to, pray the gay away. So it's their response of, oh, okay, fine. You want to convert our kids or us? We'll convert your children, too.
Good God.
Satire, but taken
it's total satire,
very wrong.
Yeah. But no one has a sense of humor. No one's smart enough to get satire.
Well, is there a sense of humor required on either side for this? If you want to believe in satire, then the conversion
is satire.
I know, but do both sides see it that way or both sides don't see it that way? That's really kind of the overview of We'll Convert Your Children. You could, if it wasn't done by a gay men's chorus, you could apply it to a lot of religious groups that come around, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, whoever. Seventh-day Adventists knock on your door all the time, just like Joe Biden. Maybe they ought to all go out together and see what they can do.
That's
a
South Park episode waiting to happen.
I'd watch it.
I would, too.
Pitch for conversion and vaccination at the same time. That's it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Huh? How about that for an idea?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. There's, by the way, just a quickie, speaking of TV, Pride and Prejudice is coming back. Did you see that?
No, it's a dating show. No. It's not.
It's the Pride and Prejudice
reality dating show, and I am 100% watching it. It's The Bachelor, but it's like carriage rides and handwritten notes and dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds crazy. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Molecules. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Temperature is a reflection of the speed at which molecules are moving. In general, the faster the molecules move, the more heat there is. Although faster molecules can be found in colder temperatures and vice versa. But the interesting thing is this. An individual molecule doesn't know what temperature it is, because temperature is a relation of the average speed of a collection of molecules. What do molecules have to do with emotions? Just that emotions often have a lot to do with the speed of our thoughts. One individual once had passing thought does not have enough strength to make an emotion, but the subsequent thoughts it initiates and how quickly they grow says a ton about the emotions we experience. So be mindful of the individual molecules that are your thoughts and the overall speed you permit them to operate, because one thought can certainly lead to another. For more on emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's time for our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology. We do this every week. At this time, the research done by Victoria Keelan and the reporting as well. So let's get to number five, which is a focus on Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb has blocked over 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities this week as part of a crackdown on parties. They don't want any more parties in their property, and especially, you know, with COVID. And so the numbers show that the scale of Airbnb's enforcement action is actually working. Airbnb outlined which kinds of bookings its system will automatically block. This is what they've been doing, actually, since last July. If you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of using Airbnb and getting positive reviews, you're not allowed to book. Also, regardless of your age, if you're booking a large house that's in the same city or town that you live in, that's going to get flagged as well. So you're going to have to be really careful if you want to have a big, you know, Halloween party this year. People are trying to plan that already. And so Airbnb is just not playing around. They're just going to crack down on everything and not let you book. And it's going to put a damper on people's holiday plans.
Number four this week, folks being accused in the Capitol riot circumstances. What's the play on social media here?
Well, 49 people have been identified and accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot. These specific people have been identified for trying to erase images, videos, and text messages from their phones and social media accounts. However, people think that they're deleting stuff, but they're really not. And unless you're really good and you know exactly what you're doing on how to just completely wipe a device clean, these people do not know that, and so they've all been busted. And so in some cases, they're being charged an additional charge of taking and damaging reporters' equipment who were documenting. You know, a lot of reporters were there filming all of this, and so some of these idiots went after the reporters and smashed their cameras, and they didn't want to have any, you know, any footage or documentation of them being there. The other part of it is the videos that have now been uncovered are completely going against what these people have told the authorities. So their statements of, oh, I was just standing there peacefully protesting. Well, no, you weren't. There's video footage of you breaking into the Capitol. So it's more than 500 people have been arrested already, so it's continuing.
All right, number three on our list of the top items.
Yeah, so former President Trump has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently or temporarily suspended from all three platforms. The problem, though, is that these lawsuits are going to go nowhere. This was basically just his attempt to get back in the news this week because he doesn't have a platform anymore. And putting out press releases doesn't really grab the public's attention. So he wants the courts to declare Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unconstitutional. However, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for his lawsuit. So
lovely.
He's going to have to pick a side and stick with it.
Number two,
Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny with how they handle information, right? We know that. This goes all the way back to
Trump's first, the first election that Trump won. And so this is going all the way back to 2016. Misinformation, all Facebook is just a hotbed for it. So now the D.C. Attorney General has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether Facebook has actually kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. And why this is important is because research has shown that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to be vaccinated. This is fake news. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don't get your news from Facebook. Unfortunately, people do, and they trust what, you know, some Facebook friend has posted. And here we go. So now the government wants to step in to make sure Facebook is actually making good on that promise.
Right. Okay, big story, biggest story of the week, the ransomware attacks. More and more is not better.
This was another huge attack. It happened just before the holiday, the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kaseya is the software company. It's an IT management service company. They were hit by this ransomware attack. The people behind it, and we still don't know exactly who's behind it, but they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Revil, which is the group that has been responsible for, you know, other major ransomware attacks, they claim that they're behind this. However, a lot of, you know, researchers are saying that they're kind of skeptical about that. They think that there's more to the story. But right now, it could be about 1,000 businesses have been affected.
All right, there it is. Overview of the top five items this week. Counting them down from number five to number one. Kind of cool. Thank you for the info, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. This year's Conservative Political Action Conference closed out its three-day run in Dallas Sunday afternoon. Among the final day's speakers, Florida Senator Rick Scott, who urged conservatives to help the GOP regain control of the House and maintain control of the Senate in 2022.
We're going to fight for free, fair, and secure elections. We're going to fight for a government in Washington that doesn't represent liberal special interests or woke corporations or woke CEOs or Democrat activists that want our children, teach our children that our country and our values are bad. We're going to fight for the values that make our country great because we are the greatest country in the history of the world.
Scott heads the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Meanwhile, former President Trump was the event's keynote. He was the final speaker of the day and used his time to fire a few salvos at his enemies.
In a recent, highly respected Rasmussen poll, 58% of voters say the media is truly the enemy of the people. Think of that. 58%.
Speaking of polls, Mr. Trump won a 2024 presidential straw poll with 70%. The Federal Reserve says its low interest rate policies are providing powerful support for the economy.
In its twice-a-year report to Congress on monetary policy, the Fed indicated that it planned to keep up that support until further progress is made in recovering from last year's severe recession. It said that over the first half of this year, progress on vaccinations had helped the economy to reopen and produce strong economic growth, but said the lingering effects of the COVID pandemic were continuing to weigh on the economy, with employment remaining well below pre-pandemic levels. John Scott reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was talking about the global minimum corporate tax. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
It's a matter of homeless people and Major League Baseball.
Ahead of the All-Star game in Denver Tuesday, city officials now facing questions from those who accuse them of accelerating the clearing of homeless encampments near Coors Field. Well, the mayor denies the Midsummer Classic influenced any clearing decisions, saying the city is just getting caught up after suspending cleanups at the beginning of the pandemic. Jason Walker reporting.
Baseball draft news on Sunday. Pirates selected Louisville catcher Henry Davis with the first pick. Vanderbilt's Jack Leiter, who's the son of MLB veteran Al Leiter, was the number two pick by the Rangers. After MLB slimmed the draft from 40 rounds to 5 last year in response to the pandemic, this year's event will go 20 rounds, spread over 3 days. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The recent emergence of a virus that typically sickens children in colder months is baffling pediatricians. It's landed many kids in the hospital with troublesome coughs and breathing trouble.
RSV, as it's known, is a common cause of cold-like symptoms, but it can be serious for infants and older people. Cases dropped dramatically last year with people staying home and social distancing, but began creeping up as pandemic restrictions eased. After treating 2 RSV-infected infants in Indiana recently, one pediatrician said she had never seen cases in July or close to July. Both the babies needed oxygen to help breathe. Rich Thomason reporting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer Sunday calling on the Justice Department to investigate the National Rifle Association for bankruptcy fraud, saying the guns rights group abused the system when it sought bankruptcy protection in the wake of a New York lawsuit. More at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
McGee and Molly. When this opening series debuted way back in January of 1939, it was sponsored by the Gulf Oil Company. It was a showcase for Hollywood stars, initially designed as a variety show. It eventually concentrated on adapting movies in a half-hour radio format. In the fall of 1942, Lady Esther Cosmetics replaced Gulf Oil as the sponsor. Then, 5 years later, Campbell's Cigarettes began paying the bills. Well, the episode I'm about to share with you is truly star-studded. But one very funny fella in particular steals the spotlight. At the time, this guy was in his 8th year as a national radio performer, a span that would continue into the mid-1950s. He also enjoyed a decade and a half television career. You'll get his name as well as the rest of this famous cast in just a moment. I'll just let you know it's from October 20th of 1940.
Claudette Colbert, Edward Arnold, Basil Rathbone, and Slovich. And
the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your host, the director of the Star's Own Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies, welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. For our guests tonight, we have Claudette Colbert, Edward Arnold, Basil Rathbone, and Ernst Lubitsch. Four of filmdom's outstanding personalities who will offer...
Well, say, just a minute, Roger. I thought Jack Benny was supposed to be one of the guests here tonight.
Jack Benny? Well, he was, Bud, but he got a little temperamental and hard to handle, so...
Say, I wonder, could he be mad at me?
No, Bud. I know the real story.
Well, he could be. You know, I sent some photographers to his house.
But Benny likes to have his picture taken.
That's it. They didn't take Benny's picture. They took Carmichael's, Benny's polar bear.
Oh, but why?
Well, you see, the Gulf people were getting up a sign that said, Laugh at Winter, and they wanted Carmichael to pose for the picture of a big white polar bear on the sign.
Well, that sounds okay to me.
Jack insisted that they use pictures of him in a fur coat instead.
Oh, now Jack isn't the kind of a fellow to begrudge a polar bear a little publicity.
A little publicity? Why, you'll see that laughing white polar bear sign outside every Gulf station in the country. And when you do see it, remember that winter is just around the corner, and that right now is not a minute too soon to prepare for winter, to change your motor oil for winter-grade Gulf Pride motor oil. Gulf Pride is the motor oil made by the famous Alclor process that only Gulf uses. Gulf Pride helps give you a quick starting motor and real engine protection, both when your motor is cold and after it warms up. Be sure to stop soon at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc, where you see the picture of the laughing white bear for Gulf Pride motor oil.
Well, that was good advice, Bud, but now about Jack Benny. You see, Jack wanted to be on the show in the worst way, but we tried to explain to him that this season we're going to do a dramatic series, and he just wouldn't fit in. We had an awful time convincing him.
Well, I thought the Guild had asked Jack to appear in this broadcast.
Oh, no, it's the other way around. We didn't ask him. He asked us.
Well, Jack said that we...
But it's a long story. Now, let me explain the whole thing. When Jack found out that Ernst Lubitsch was going to direct Claudette Colbert and Basil Rathbone in a dramatic sketch, right away he wanted to muscle in on it. So he called up Edward Arnold, president of the Screen Actors Guild, and tried to sell himself. The way I understand it, Arnold had an awful time convincing Jack.
But look, Mr. Arnold, there's no reason why I shouldn't be on this show. Gee, when else will I get a chance to act with Claudette Colbert?
Jack, I've been trying to explain to you that the play is all set and the cast is complete. Let's make it some other time.
Now, you don't have to beat around the bush, Mr. Arnold. Look, if you don't want me on this show, just tell me. All I want is a simple answer, yes or no.
No.
Now, wait a minute. I can tell from your attitude, Mr. Arnold, that this is a personal matter. What have you got against me?
I haven't got anything against you, Jack. But you're a comedian, and frankly, I don't think you have enough dramatic ability to play the lead opposite Miss Colbert.
What do you mean I can't be dramatic? You ever see me when I was worried? Why, I'm only 32, and I've got gray hair.
You're only what?
I've got gray hair, can't you hear? Now, look, Mr. Arnold, I'm not going to beg to be on this program, and let's get this settled one way or the other. Is it yes or no?
Definitely no.
Well, who can I speak to besides you about this? There must be somebody.
Well, Jack, there's only one suggestion I can make. Get in touch with Ernst Lubitsch. He's going to direct the play.
Gee, Lubitsch.
And if it's all right with him, it's all right with me.
Well, thanks. I'll call him right away. By the way, what's Mr. Lubitsch's telephone number?
Ulrich, 8900.
Wait till I write it down. Ulrich. Hey, that's the number you call to get the correct time. Now, look, Mr. Arnold. Hello? Operator, I was cut off.
That's what you think, kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fine president of the Screen Actors Guild. I got a good mind to run against him. Let's see, where can I get Lubitsch's number? Oh, here's a telephone book right here. No, miss. I want to talk to Mr. Lubitsch personally.
Who's calling, please?
Benny, Jack Benny.
Yes, sir. Is it about insurance or something?
No, it's about acting. Now, please, have Mr. Lubitsch come to the phone.
Do you think he will?
I don't know. Let's find out. Ask him.
Yes, sir.
Sure as yes. I haven't sold a policy since Paramount picked up my option. In the first... Hello, Mr. Lubitsch. This is... Oh, he's not there yet. What's the matter with me, anyway? Hello? See, you think that I... Oh, hello? Hello, Mr. Lubitsch. This is Jack. I'm calling you about that Gulf show you're directing next week. And I was wondering if there was a part in it for me.
Jack who?
Oh, pardon me. Benny. Jack Benny. Remember we met once at a party at Barbara Sandwich's house?
Yes?
You know, the girl that's married to Robert Taylor.
Well, I know her and I know him. But who are you?
I'm Benny. Jack Benny.
Oh, the radio comedian, uh-huh.
Hooray, I sunk in. Now, here's the situation, Mr. Lubitsch. I just spoke to Edward Arnold, president of the Screen Actors Guild, whom, incidentally, I'm running against next year. And Mr. Arnold said if it was okay with you, I could be on the program.
But, Mr. Benny, this is a serious dramatic play, and I'm afraid there is no part in it for you.
Why not?
Well, you're a comedian. What can I do with you in the drama?
Look, Mr. Lubitsch, if you can make Garbo laugh, you can make me cry. Well, I can do drama. Gee, I made a picture once called College Holiday. I didn't get one laugh in it. Now what do you say?
I'm glad I didn't see it.
Very funny. Now, Mr. Lubitsch, let's not beat around the bush. I want a definite answer. Is it yes or no?
Brace yourself.
Now, Mr. Lubitsch, I know I haven't given you enough time to think this over, so I'll call you back later.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. There is no use taking up each other's time. Arsene Rathbone is playing opposite to that Kolber, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, why can't we make it a triangle? Why can't he be her husband and I her lover?
Who would believe that?
Plenty of people. It can be worked out. Don't worry.
Well, Jack, I'm very busy right now. Call up Miss Colbert, and if it's all right with her, it's okay with me.
Thank you. I'll do that. Oh, what's Miss Colbert's telephone number?
Ulrich!
Never mind. I'll get it myself. Goodbye. Some director. Really tries to get me in the picture sometime. Oh, well. Now, let's see. Colbert. Oh, Miss Colbert isn't home right now, eh? Do you know where I can reach her?
You might telephone Westmore's Beauty Parlor in Hollywood. I'm quite sure you can get her there.
Well, thank you very much. Goodbye. Hello, Westmore Brothers? This is Jack Benny.
Sorry, Mr. Benny. Your toupee isn't ready yet.
I don't want my toupee. I'd like to speak to Claudette Colbert. Is she there?
I don't know. Hey, Wally, is Claudette Colbert here?
I don't know. Hey, Purse, is Claudette Colbert here?
I don't know. Hey, say!
Never mind. Let it go. I'll wait until she gets home. Hello? I'd like to speak to Miss Colbert, please.
This is Miss Colbert speaking.
Oh, hello, Claudette. Guess who this is?
Well, really, I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh, come on, yes.
Oh, now, look.
Look, Claudette. Who has the dressing room next to yours at Paramount?
Oh, hello, Dorothy.
Oh. glamour. Look, Dorothy's dressing room is on one side of you. Now, who's on the other side?
That's a washroom.
Only part of it. Claudette, look, this is Jack Benny.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello.
Look, Jack, I haven't decided yet about those Christmas cards, but if you'll call a little later.
It's not the Christmas cards. There's no rush on them. Listen, Claudette, I called you up to tell you that I saw Boomtown the other night, and I want to congratulate you on your grand performance tonight.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
You were really marvelous. I thought your characterization, your sincerity, and your emotional qualities in Boomtown surpassed anything I have ever seen on the screen.
That's more oil than there was in the picture.
No, I'm serious, Claudette. It was a great performance. Now, let's see. There was something else I wanted to speak to you about. Oh, yeah. Look, Claudette. Mr. Lubitsch suggested I call you about the golf show next Sunday.
Yes?
Have you any objection to my playing the part of your husband in the sketch?
Oh, well, I understood Basil Rathbone was playing the part.
Well, he was scheduled to, but if you want me, all you've got to do is speak up. I said, all you've got to do is speak up. Claudette, are you there?
Yes.
I wish you'd think this over, because it would really be a wonderful break for both of us.
Especially me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Let's say it'll do us both a lot of good, shall we?
Would you mind hanging up?
Now, wait a minute, Claudette. How about the idea?
Honestly, Jack, I really have nothing to do with it. Why don't you call Edward Arnold president of the Screen Actors Guild?
He won't be next year. Please, I did call him, and it's up to you. Now, look, Claudette, I've got another idea. Why can't I...
Will you please deposit 5 cents for an additional 3 minutes?
3 minutes already? Just a second. Would you mind dropping a nickel in, Claudette?
Jack, I don't have a payphone in my house.
Oh. Well, that's right. What am I thinking of?
Do I get that nickel, or do I have to cut you off?
Now, don't get excited. Here, I found one. There. No more 3 minutes from the man in the moon. Doesn't seem like we've been talking for 3 minutes, does it, Claudette?
You ought to be on this end.
Well, to come to the point, Claudette, here's what I was going to ask you. When do you start rehearsing for the play?
Tomorrow night at my house, but, Jack, I don't think you
At your house, eh? What time?
8 o'clock, but really, Jack, I don't
think
you
Eight o'clock. Well, thanks, Claudette. See you tomorrow night. I'll read the part, and Rathbone will read the part, and may the best man win. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Kind of sticking your chin out, aren't you, Junior?
We'll see. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, by the way, Claudette, shall I come for dinner? Oh, well, some other time.
While Jack is on his way to Claudette Colbert's house, here's Frank Tours conducting Oscar Bradley's Gulf Orchestra in the Continental, Frank's own special arrangement.
Time for a short break on the Screen Guild Theater. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there's nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
And getting back to the subject, the way the script is written now, you play the part of Miss Colbert's husband. Is that correct?
That's correct and final.
That remains to be seen. I've heard of sore losers in my life, but this guy certainly takes the cake.
Step right in here, Mr. Lubitsch. Miss Colbert will be with you shortly.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Barson.
And Stowboy, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Hello, Mr. Lubitsch.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd just drop around to see.
Now, listen, Ernst. I don't know what this is all about. I demand an explanation.
Look, Mr. Rathbone.
Explanation?
Look, Mr. Lubitsch.
I thought I was to appear opposite Miss Colbert.
Look, Mr. Rathbone.
Of course you were.
Look, Mr. Lubitsch.
Then what is all this about?
Look, Mr. Rathbone.
Now, look! Mr. Mr. Benny, when I spoke to you on the telephone, I thought I made it perfectly clear that...
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, look, here's Claudette.
Oh, hello, Claudette.
Well, here we are.
Put the coffee down here, Richard.
Yes, madame.
Any glasses, Mr. Lubitsch?
No, thank you.
Coffee, dozen?
Yes, please, yeah.
I'll have some, too.
Oh, here you are, Dad.
Thank you. Mmm. Gee, Claudette, this is the better coffee I ever tasted.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
The word is best.
There are only two of us drinking it. Make up your mind. Well, we're all here, so let's get started with the rehearsal.
Just one moment. Ernst, let's get this settled for Mr. Benny's benefit, shall we? Is he or is he not replacing me in the play?
Certainly not. That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
Why, it's absurd.
You stay out of it. The butler, yes.
Then, Mr. Benny, I'd like to know why you said that Mr. Lubitsch recommended the change.
I didn't say that. I said that Miss Colbert suggested it.
I suggested nothing of the kind.
But Claudette...
Please, please, stop all this bickering. Now, Jack, if you like to watch the rehearsal, take a chair and be quiet.
Yes, sir. Oh, Claudette, is it all right if I have some of these walnuts here?
Go right ahead. Help yourself, Jack.
Thanks. Mmm. Big one.
Now, Claudette, you too, Basil. If you both turn to page 12 in the script, we will proceed.
Oh. These nuts are good.
Now, Claudette, you are a wealthy society girl who is married to a New York stockbroker. That's you, Basil.
Oh,
but he does not love you, Claudette. And as the French say, it is a marriage of convenience.
Gee, that was a tough one.
Mr. Penny, will you stop eating those nuts?
Well, Claudette said I could. Anyway, Mr. Lubitsch, I don't want to sit around here like a bump on a log. If I can't have the lead in the play, isn't there something I can do?
All right, all right. If it makes you happy, you can play the part of the butler.
The butler? Okay.
Here's your script.
Thanks.
Now remember, Claudette, you're the wife. Arthur, you're the husband who doesn't understand that. And Jack?
I'm the butler whom Claudette really loves.
You are the butler, that's all.
Okay, okay. Heavens to Betsy.
All right, Claudette, now we start the scene. Remember, your husband is 2 hours late for dinner, and you are a nervous wreck.
Yes, Mr. Lewis, I understand.
Go ahead, call the butler.
Yes. Oh, Smedley. Smedley.
Yes, madame. Smedley, yes. What is it, madame?
Are you sure my husband hasn't phoned?
No, madame.
But I can't understand it. What time is it, Smedley?
It's 8:30. Shall I serve dinner, madame?
No, no, Smedley. I'm much too upset to eat. I think I'll go to a movie. What's playing in the village?
Buck Benny Rides Again.
That's not in the script. Read the lines, please.
Well, it doesn't hurt to give my picture a plug. It doesn't change the plot any, does it? For heaven's sake.
Read the way it's written.
All right, all right. Give me that again, Claudette.
Okay. No, Smedley, I'm much too upset to eat. I think I'll go to a movie. What's playing in the village?
Nanotchka. How's that?
Much better.
And Buck Benny Rides Again. It's a double feature. Yeah.
Jack, please.
All right, I'll start over again. Will I serve dinner, madame?
No, Smedley. I'm much too upset to eat. I think I'll go to a movie. It's Boomtown playing in the Village.
Well, we got them all in.
Very good, Claudette. Now, at this point, the husband enters the room.
Not ready, Ed.
Oh, Mr. Lubitsch, let me ask you something. When Basil comes in, or Basil... By the way, how do you pronounce that? Basil or Basil?
Mr. Rathbone.
Oh. Well, when Mr. Rathbone comes in...
Oh, just read the lines, Jack. I handle the rest.
All right, all right. A fine director.
How did you say?
I said you're a fine director. I think you're wonderful.
Ready, Basil. Make your entrance.
Hi, Doc. Oh, good evening, darling. So sorry I'm late.
Oh, Ronald, you're always late, and you're always sorry. It's been like this for months. What's come between us? If I only knew, maybe we could work things out.
It's nothing, my dear. It's just that I've been so busy lately at the office. Let's forget it.
Dinner is served. Oh, pardon me, I'm too soon.
Oh, Ronald, I can't forget it. We must come to some understanding. This can't go on forever.
Gwen, let's be adult about the whole thing, shall we? Every night it's the same argument, this constant nagging, nagging, nagging. I tell you, I've been working at the office.
But I phoned your office and they said you left at 2 this afternoon.
Well, I had business at the bank. And besides, I forgot where I parked my car.
Fine, Sherlock Holmes can't even find his car.
Jack, stop interrupting, please.
Right.
Continue for that.
Oh, it's no use, Ronald. I know you're lying. Look at you. Everything you say, everything you do gives you away.
Now, Gwen.
What's that on your collar? Is it lipstick?
It ain't ketchup.
Jack, please.
Well, I don't want to stand around here like a dope.
But you've got the right line right now. Say it.
Oh, yes. Beg pardon, madame. The dinner is served.
Jack, don't use such a thick accent.
You should talk. Beg pardon, madame. A dinner is served.
Now, Jack, don't be so highbrow.
All right, the soup's on. Come and get it. I don't know how Garbo put up with him.
I'll talk about Garbo?
Nothing. I can have her on my mind, can't I? Gee.
All right, let's have that line again.
Beg pardon, madame. Dinner is served. Take it or leave it.
Dinner. Come on, Gwen.
No. We're not having dinner, Ronald. Not until we've reached a definite understanding.
Well, I'm hungry.
Ronald, I can't go through another day of this uncertainty. I must know. Do you love me or not?
Of course I love you.
You're lying, Ronald. Lying.
Very well, then. I'm lying.
Gee.
You might as well know the truth, Gwen. I've never loved you, never.
You must be crazy.
If you weren't so stupid, you'd have known it long ago.
Ronald, what are you saying?
Gee.
I married you for your money, that's all. Everybody else knew it. And if you weren't such a blind, silly little fool, you'd have realized it yourself.
Ronald, stop.
Well, Gwen, now you know how things stand, and the sooner you give me a divorce, the happier I'll be.
No, I'll never divorce you, Ronald. I couldn't live without you. I couldn't.
Tears, woman's tears. Oh, stop the dramatics.
Ronald.
I'm moving to my club. Smedley, pack my clothes.
I wouldn't touch your dirty clothes.
The lines. You are servants.
I don't care. Gee.
Continue, Basil.
No, goodbye, Gwen. I'm going to the club. Our attorneys can get together tomorrow.
Don't go, Ronald. Please don't go.
Stop hanging on to me.
No, I won't give you up. I won't.
Stop it, I say. Let go of me.
No.
Then take that.
That's the last one. Take off your coat, Rathbone.
Jack, that's only a play.
Ain't nothing. What are those dukes, Basil? Put them up. Also, I'm an old man now, eh? Why, you...
Jack, if you don't behave yourself, you can't be in the play.
The heck with the play. If you think I'm going to stand by and see this cad strike the woman I love.
The woman you love?
Yes, Claudette. You might as well know it now. I've been crazy about you for years.
But Jack, please.
I don't care who knows it. I don't care if the whole world knows it. I love you, Claudette.
And that's why I was carried away. I'd give anything to be in a play with you, but I'm afraid I can't go through with it. Goodbye, gentlemen. Goodbye, my love.
My goodness, I barely know the man.
I'll take it, bud. Hello. Roger Pryor speaking.
Hello, Roger. This is Jack Benny.
Who?
Jack Benny, the little man who wasn't there.
Oh, Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the broadcast, and that's not the way it happened at all. The reason I'm not on that show tonight is because Mr. Lubitsch is a pal of Rathbone. It's just politics.
But Mr. Lubitsch said...
I don't care what he said. And incidentally, I'd like to talk to him. Put him on the phone.
Well, I'll see if I can get him, Jack. Hold on a minute, will you?
Say, bud, Jack Benny's on the phone. Keep him, Harry, while I find Lubitsch on the book.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Lubitsch. Where's your dialect?
This is Bud Heaston, Jack.
Oh.
Say, is it true that you're getting a new car?
Look, Bud, I'd like
because
to speak...
Because if you are, I'd advise you to use Gulf's new stepped-up gasoline. Either good Gulf or Gulf No-Knocks. You'll find them fully worthy of the finest modern cars.
Oh, that's so.
Yes, and if you don't get a new car, if you keep your old junkie... I mean, your Maxwell... you'll find that the new Gulf gasolines will give you more pickup, more power, more of that new car feeling.
Now, look, if Mr. Lubitsch...
In fact, I'd like to urge everybody to stop at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc and fill up with good Gulf or with Gulf No-Knocks, America's two great stepped-up gasolines.
I see. Now, Bud, about Mr. Lubitsch, I'd like to...
Deposit 5 cents for an additional 3 minutes, please.
What?
Oh, hold on, Jack. Here comes Mr. Lubitsch now.
Let it go. I'll send him a postcard. Goodbye.
Thank you, Claudette Colbert, Jack Benny, Basil Rathbone, Edward Arnold, and Ernst Lubitsch. And thanks to Bill Morrow and Ed Belloyne for your great script. It was a swell show and for a really great cause. Of course, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the money Gulf would ordinarily give to the stars who appear here goes instead to the Motion Picture Relief Fund to care for those in the picture industry who can no longer provide for themselves.
Don't be left in the cold this winter. Sign a Gulf furnace oil contract now. Get reliable delivery and price protection. Phone your nearest Gulf office or Gulf furnace oil dealer. Basil Rathbone is heard on the Sherlock Holmes program every Sunday night and may be currently seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, The California. Jack Benny will soon be seen in Paramount's Love Thy Neighbor. Claudette Colbert's latest for Paramount is Arise, My Love, soon to be released. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
How about that? A truly star-studded and creative episode of the Gulf Oil Screen Guild Theater, originally broadcast on October 20th, 1940. At the time, scene stealer Jack Benny was in his eighth year of his more than two-decade radio career. He also spent about 15 years on television. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we'll head to 79 Wistful Vista and ring the doorbell of Fibber McGee and Molly. Be right back.
Love and hate and the Black Sea Rocks. And a lunatic's moon at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Bob Bailey stars as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's Fatal Matters Collection. This 10-CD set is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code BAILEY33.
Join us, won't you?
Order Johnny Dollar Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code BAILEY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
You've seen them in sci-fi movies, but Samsung is now developing their first home robot. Designed to help you with chores around the home, Bot Handy is a one-arm robot that can help you with everything from doing the dishes to unpacking the groceries. Jeff Ingram from Samsung explains.
Using our advanced AI, we're able to have a robot that basically has an arm that's going to be able to recognize and pick up objects depending on their size, their shape, their weight. So this is going to be able to kind of take the workload off of the people in the home. So the idea is that the Bot Handy is going to be able to help with, let's say, being able to clean up the house using basically this arm or moving dishes from the counter into the dishwasher.
And Bot Handy can even pour you a glass of wine. You can see it in action on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and during the Second World War, the radio programs did their part to help out, not only offering up a welcome distraction to all the news from overseas, but also actively assisting in the war effort, promoting the sales of war bonds, encouraging folks to conserve vital materials, and so on. This upcoming comedy program not only pitched for all of that, they also integrated war talk right into the scripts. Not to give away too much, but this episode centers around the McGee's neighbor Abigail Uppington, as voiced by Isabel Randolph. Jim and Marion Jordan star as Fibber and Molly, with Bill Thompson channeling W.C. Fields for his role of Horatio K. Boomer. And if you have any doubt that this show was broadcast live, listen at the beginning, as the Jordans have a little trouble delivering their lines, as we head back to the evening of January 19th, 1943.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. It was the night before Wednesday, and here as usual are Fibber McGee and Molly.
So I walks up to the counter and I says to the butcher, I says, "Look, bud," I says, "give me about a 6-pound roll roast of beef, 2 nice tenderloin steaks, and a pound of bacon." Well, that guy looks at me like I was dreaming out loud. Which I was, because just then the alarm clock went off.
Too bad you didn't sleep stay asleep long enough to get those 2 steaks, dear.
I'll try again tonight. While I'm dreaming, you want me to go around by the creamery and get a pound of butter?
Say, McGee.
Huh?
How on earth do you wear the toes of your socks out like this? Look at here. And these are practically new socks, too.
Oh, I see. I wiggle my toes when I think.
Well, don't be such a deep thinker. Go barefooted. What are you reading there?
Huh? Oh, this? I thought I'd read up on modern weapons and all the new stuff they're using in this war, so I went to the library and got a book.
Oh, what's the name of it?
Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. Believe me, the War Department is a dope if they don't sign this guy up. He's terrific. He's got a...
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Probably a fireman from Berlin looking for a cool place to sit down. Come in.
Well, Abigail Uppington, come in.
Oh, how do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy. Hunker down on this homespun hassock and hand your hips a hunk of happiness. I'd offer you this rocking chair, but it ain't been ridden for several days, and it's kind of skittish.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McGee. I can't stay but a few minutes. Mrs. McGee, I wanted you to be the first to know.
Abigail, you're not engaged.
Oh, no.
You ain't married again.
No.
You're not moving.
No, that's not what I
know. You're going to let your hair grow in again. Natural.
No, I... Please, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, that's okay. You look good with gray hair. You know what I always say. Just because there's a little snow on the roof don't mean the fire's gone out in the house. Besides, up in
McGee,
you always...
Huh? Be quiet a minute, dearie. Now, what was it, Abigail?
Oh, my dear, I am about to join the WACS, the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps.
Oh, have you put in your application yet, Abigail?
No, but I believe I meet the basic qualifications.
Oh, I bet you do at that, Uppy. You got more basic qualifications.
McGee. Will you be quiet a minute, dear?
Sure, but I'm just trying to ease the tension. This is a serious moment in a young girl's life. Just before she goes into the Army...
What are the basic qualifications, Abigail?
Well, one must be a citizen of the United States, and I am, and one must submit satisfactory proof of birth.
That always seems awful silly to me. You gotta prove you were born. Where do they think a big gal like you came from? A box of Cracker Jack? One of these days, somebody...
McGee, please. What else do they check, Abigail?
Oh, general health, height, weight...
Quiet, McGee.
Quiet. Quiet my clavicle. I didn't say anything.
Well, you were going to.
I know, but you moved in too fast.
Then, one must pass a mental alertness test and present two character references. Oh, my dear, I'm really thrilled about this. Oh, I do hope you'll go with me when I apply.
Well, I'd love to, Abigail. I've even considered joining myself.
Yeah, Molly. What was that? Oh, no, you don't. You got a home and a husband. You got responsibilities. You know what happens when I eat my own cooking. Oh, no, you don't. You can't do this, Molly. I refuse my permission.
Well, excuse me, but I must be going, Mrs. McGee. I'll call you this afternoon and we'll go down to headquarters together.
Yes, you do that, Abigail. I'll be thrilled to death.
Yeah, so long, Uppy. When they get you handling them army mules, I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. I shall naturally be thinking of you, too. Goodbye.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Be specific with your goals. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In ancient Greek legends, they told of the tragic story of Tithonus. Tithonus was a mortal man who fell in love with Eos, the goddess of the dawn. Their love burned brightly, but since one lover was mortal and the other not, they begged Zeus to make Tithonus immortal so that he could spend eternity with his beloved goddess. Careless and disinterested, Zeus granted Tithonus' wish. He gave him immortality, but... and this is where things went terribly wrong. Tithonus did not ask for immortal youth. And so many ages after his body had long since withered, yet the physical troubles remain infinitely multiplying, Tithonus continually lives on. Be careful what you ask for, yes, but also be very specific when articulating your goals. For more on how to apply ancient wisdom to your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
And now let's get back to Fibber McGee and Molly on WIN Radio 1.
I wouldn't try to bandy words with her if I were you, McGee.
Why?
She'd top you like she was trimming a hedge.
Yeah. Just wants to strut around in a uniform. That's all she wants. Gee whiz.
Now, listen, you stop right there, my fine fellow.
Huh?
I know a little bit about the wax myself. And they're wonderful. Every one of them is releasing a man for frontline duty.
Yes, but my
And they don't strut. They work. They rig parachutes, they drive jeeps and peeps and repair motors and operate radios.
I know, but what
it's
I
the
mean...
the only authorized women's organization except the nurses that serves with the Army.
Yes, but what...
And just because the Marines said you were too old, and the Army said you were out of condition, and the Navy said they didn't want you, and the Air Corps just laughed... you needn't think
oh,
that...
Oh, well, lay off. Now, cut it out, Molly. I wasn't insulting the wax. But them gals that spend $250 for a fancy uniform...
The wax wear government-issue uniforms.
Yep. Hey, how do you know so much about this? Oh, look, you ain't seriously thinking... Oh, now, Molly, you can't do this to me. Who'd mend my socks? Who'd make my bed?
Calm yourself. Calm yourself, dearie. Come in.
Well, call me a jack, give me a knife, and turn your back if it ain't Horatio K. Boomer.
Mr. Boomer, long time no NBC.
Good afternoon, my pretty, and a reluctant recognition to you, rat face. What, to use a vulgar colloquialism, is cooking?
Oh, nothing much, Boomer, you old reprobate. Just talking about Mrs. Uppington joining the wax. You got a nice military wristwatch you can sell her that you found sticking to your fingers in some jewelry store?
Oh, now, McGee.
You wrong me, my boy. I'm not the Horatio K. Boomer you once knew. I'm a reformed character, yes, indeed.
What caused this sudden gush of purity? 6 months in the clink?
Not at all, not at all. Finally saw the error of my ways. Got a job in a defense plant.
Oh.
Came to the conclusion that crime didn't pay. Enough.
A likely story.
Let's see your identification badge, Mr. Boomer.
Why, certainly, certainly. Identification badge, badge, badge. Why do I put that badge... Had it right here a minute ago. Now, let me see.
Must be an odd feeling going through your own pockets, eh, Boomer?
Quiet, retread, quiet. Now, let me see. Here's a short length of copper wire. Handy to use at length on short coppers. Just for a gag, of course. Here's a small harness buckle.
Oh.
Found that in my porterhouse steak last night. Wonder if they thought I said powder horse. No, that's impossible. Still, why did the waitress tell me to pay my check at the $2 window? Well...
I bet you haven't got any identification badge.
Tyler, Tiger Lily? My new teeth are bothering me. That'd be an even money wager in any town west of Passaic. But I have it right here somewhere. Now, where's that badge? Let me see. What's this? Ah, a letter from my baby sister, Clarissa. Poor child. Now doing time in Kansas City.
Oh.
Victim of her own vanity. Mistook a bloodhound for a wolf. Well, well, imagine that. No identification badge. Must have dropped it in that dark doorway when I was rolling that lush. Unfortunately, it was somebody else's picture on it. Well, nice to have seen you, Dreamboat. Pip, hip to you, Pritzel Puss.
Part one of a January 1943 episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll have the rest of that wartime broadcast at the beginning of our next show. Jim and Marion Jordan starred with Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington and Bill Thompson as Horatio K. Boomer. It was curious that performers chose to imitate early sound film comedy superstar W.C. Fields. At the time, the real Fields was still working, showing up on various radio programs led by the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show. And even after his passing in December of 1946, Fields impersonators continued to show up. My question this time is about one of them. In the late 1940s, early 50s, actor Wade Crosby played a sidekick in a syndicated radio western. His character, named Cherokee O'Bannon, sounded just like W.C. Fields, serving as a bit of comic relief alongside lead Chad Remington as voiced by Jeff Chandler. Can you name that series? I will, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Now, when I was a young boy, that's our age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
Evil is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES33.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360-degree ergolift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a late 1940s, early 50s syndicated Western series starring Jeff Chandler as Chad Remington, with his sidekick Cherokee O'Bannon voiced by Wade Crosby, using a W.C. Fields impersonation. The answer is Frontier Town. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please take some time, folks, and visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was,
it's Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.